about. You gotta put it in perspective.
You want them? We've got them!
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Hi, we're looking for Dick, please.
A sentence I never hoped to say.
Hi, is Dick in?
There's no way. There's no way to ask for Dick without appearing gay.
There really isn't.
Kevin, I can't decide between a fat joke and a dumb joke. Boom, roasted.
Stupid hair.
What grown man has blonde hair?
F you.
I have one thing to say. All girls are shady.
Whoa. There it is.
Manure.
And now,
just keep running. Both. I'm going to slate this. All right, I don't got time to mark this motherfucker. Here we go again. We can't hear anybody. Nobody can talk to anybody.
Our feature presentation.
I love that guy so much.
He's the
There's
best.
The microphone.
I just said that without the microphone on.
You did.
Well,
hey, party people.
I hit a button, but it didn't work, so.
Well, that's not your
That
fault.
Happens occasionally.
Yeah.
It is Thursday on the Kevin and Bean Show. You can give us a call at 1-800-520-1067. We will get right to your calls for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew coming up in just a moment. By the way, how much translation should be required with what's up on the call screener versus what's really trying to be said?
Less than what is required this morning, I'll tell you that.
Doesn't it just seem like we're being asked to do a puzzle to determine which call to go to and why they're on the phone?
Yeah, this is Mad Libs.
got the deer while driving.
D-E-A-R.
D-E-A-R. We assume that means fear. Mm-hmm. Barley made a bathroom.
Who's Barley?
I don't know.
And how quickly can Barley make a bathroom?
And I'm hoping that's barely. I mean, but why do I have to do so much wordplay in my head?
Because
in
it's
order
more
to,
fun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's on purpose or Miss Cleo
is
going backwards?
She's not moving in a forward direction, if that's what you're saying.
Okay.
She's not spelling better than she was.
No, that's not happening.
So I don't know what to tell you about that.
Would it be unkind for us to point out that she should give up her dream of being an attorney now?
If for no other reason. Attorneys don't have to spell.
Really?
No.
No, that's why they have assistants.
Yeah, exactly.
Go over their stuff.
No, but attorneys have to read a lot.
And yeah.
But I think she can read.
I do too.
Yeah, but I feel like if you read a lot.
You can spell.
Deer and barley would stick out.
Anyway, so you hang on, Carlos. We'll get to your calls and everyone else at 1-800-520-1067. All right, here's an interesting topic. What's the verdict, you guys, on wearing the opposing team's jersey to a sporting event?
Well, it depends on the sport and the city.
Okay.
I mean, really, if you're going to do it in, if you're going to wear a Dodgers jersey in San Francisco, you can be assured there's going to be some problems. If you're going to wear a San Diego Chargers when you go up to Oakland Raiders, you know, there's
those
kind
of
rivalries.
It?
Well,
you're going to die.
Some people do, sure.
You certainly ought to be allowed to. And I understand that, you know, you don't want to necessarily wear that Redskins jersey to an Eagles game, but you know, or something like that. But I don't know. It seems to me like you ought to be able to, and it ought to be, hey, spirit of competition, and it's all good.
But part of the problem being is that people that are the people who wear those jerseys sometimes, when you pair that with the fact that they're an a-hole,
yep,
and that they're rubbing things in the face of the other fans,
you get
violence.
Red Sox fan has ruined it for the rest of us who would quietly sit there with our fill in the blank team jersey on, and you should be able to be, and you're exactly right. It should be spirit of competition, all fun in the game, blah, blah, blah. But it ain't. And so you know when you're putting on that Dodger jersey to go to San Francisco or you're putting on that Oakland jersey to go to San Diego Chargers Stadium, you're being an ass and you're going to get what you deserve.
No, but I'm saying,
wear a nondescript t-shirt.
On top of the low level of being an ass by wearing the shirt, most of the time these guys, you know, are asses in behavior as well.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
You can't just do it because you're a fan and
you
you're
can.
Not
yes.
Oh, you can, Lisa. But the point, my point being is that the a-hole has destroyed the culture of the fan to the point where if you do it, you're automatically
you're
assumed
branded
to be a-hole. And then fists are going to fly. And so you might as well just cut yourself off from that problem and wear the t-shirt.
That's too bad.
Here's the story that made me think of this topic. And this is an amazing story because this involves wearing a jersey of a different sport. And the fan ended up getting escorted out of the stadium because of it.
Wow.
He showed up at a Yankees-Indians game in Cleveland last night wearing a Miami Heat number 6 LeBron James jersey. Now, they're not over losing LeBron in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, well, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Although, from what you guys are saying, it wouldn't matter anyway. But
different sport, even. Fans in the left field bleachers chanted obscenities and pointed at the man during the sixth inning of the game. Hundreds of fans joined in before security led the man out of Progressive Field. It doesn't appear that he was asked to leave because of the jersey, more because it was becoming a distraction and possible safety concern.
That
How
makes
about
sense.
That?
That makes more sense.
That was pretty big
That was a giant F you, it seems, to most people by LeBron James. And so the fans are F you back. And so this guy wears a jersey there. He's being more of an a-hole than just if he would wear the opposing team.
But let's face it, you ought to be able to wear the team of whatever player and whatever team you like anywhere in public and not have to worry about it. You just ought to be able
you
to.
You ought to.
You would think.
But I will tell you that I think that you guys hit the nail on the head about the guy, in this case, him being an a-hole fan, not just a fan who happened to be following LeBron James to a new city, because the one picture that I saw in the news story, as the police are escorting him out, he's popping the jersey to make sure everybody sees it, you know, that it's that's a Heat jersey.
Yeah, so that's just him being an a-hole.
But I do wonder if it would have, you know, how it would have ended up if they hadn't asked him to leave. But what a bizarre situation that is. Hundreds of fans getting involved. I mean, you're 10 seconds away from them throwing stuff at you at that point, aren't you?
Dude, I almost got killed. You remember that, Bean, right? Bean got me killed.
This is in Canada, right?
This is in Canada. When we went to the Stanley Cup, 1993. Kings were in it. And I was wearing a Kings jersey. Uh-huh. And it was fun all day long. All day talking trash, and people are having a great time talking trash back. And it was all good natured and having. And then we got to the stadium, and Bean was wearing a normal shirt. I was wearing my Kings shirt, and he was going, "Kings fan right here! Kings fan!" And he was pointing at me. And it's still fun. First period, you know, okay. In between the first and second period, people started getting a little more drunk.
Right.
They took the lead. They were going to win the cup that night, they started realizing.
Well, that seems like they shouldn't hate you so much.
Second period, they were, and I wasn't being an a-hole fan. I wasn't standing up going, "Hey, you suck." Hey. I wasn't doing any of that.
Yeah.
But then they started getting drunk, and they started getting in my face. And then third period, they had a bigger lead, and they were clearly going to win the cup that night. And they were, I mean, you know, I was eating their spit, basically.
Wasn't spit?
And they were all smashed, and I feared for my life, and I went and bought another shirt, just one of those random...
Canada.
Both teams are on it, and we walked outside, and there was a full-scale riot.
We're not the only ones who riot?
No, we don't riot at all compared to that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they had cars turned over, and they were lighting them on fire, and they were throwing bricks
Canada?
Through windows. Yeah, with hockey, yeah. And Bean and I, all the way back to our hotel, we won! Woo! High five! Because we just wanted to stay alive.
Oh, my God.
Hockey fans are a different group.
Hey, America got the last laugh, though, because that was the last Stanley Cup that the entire country of Canada ever won. So there.
So, ha!
It's been in America ever since.
Time to squeeze in a few phone calls. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
Not this weekend, but next, the Glen Helen Raceway welcomes the return of the Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series, August 7th and 8th. Get your tickets now or go free for being on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Let's start with Jim. He's on line 2. He's one of the a-hole fans that Mike was just talking about. Hey, Jim, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, a-hole.
Hey, Mike, not all Red Sox fans are a-holes.
Here's the thing about that. Nothing is true 100%. In this particular case, though, it's pretty close to 99.
Okay.
And let me tell you why.
And there's plenty here in this state.
I will agree that, yes, there are a lot of a-hole Red Sox fans here in Southern California.
What percentage?
I would say 95? Definitely above 50%.
Yeah, so like 95, okay, 96?
The problem is that when the Red Sox come to town and we all start buying tickets, we usually end up all together in one area of the stadium. So it seems like a much larger group.
No, well, I think the real problem with Red Sox fan is that they're... it seems to have, you have quadrupled in the last 7 years when you've started to have a good team.
Exactly.
Now, what Red Sox fan seems to forget, aside from, say, like, Yankee fan, where you go, well, the 90 years of dominance, I kind of got to tip my cap to you, Yankee fan. Red Sox fan neglects to remember the 85 years of you sucking and being a horrible, horrible organization. And now since you put together in the 2000s a great, great organization, it seems to be that you are the greatest thing that has happened to sports. And that is why Red Sox fan, for the most part, asshole.
I totally agree with you, Mike, that there are a lot of bandwagon fans that have jumped on. But
right.
Me personally, my family's all from Massachusetts. We moved here in 1978, and I actually started rooting for the Angels because that was back in the Nolan Ryan, Frank Tanana days and stuff.
Wait a minute then. Hold on. If you're going to move to Anaheim and root for a team there because they're good, and
well,
then you're going to turn around and be a Boston fan again, now you are an a-hole.
Because I grew up in Massachusetts.
Then you're a Red Sox fan for life.
And I am. But when they're not playing the Red Sox and I go to an Angels Mariners game, let's say.
Well, everybody roots against the Mariners.
Well, yeah.
That's a given.
Now, let me say this before there's 1,000 chowders waiting in front of the station to punch me. If I wasn't a diehard Laker fan from birth and lived outside L.A., I would feel the same way about Laker fan.
Of course.
I think Laker fan falls in the same category as Red Sox fan.
Of course.
True. I mean, I don't want to say it was a serious mistake, but I went to a Laker game right after the 1986 season wearing a Boston Celtics cap.
Yeah. Mm.
And I went into a restaurant. I was with a buddy of mine. I went into a restaurant, and there were four rather large gentlemen who sat down in the booth next to us, and one of the guys was really eyeing me, and my buddy said, "Dude, you really need to take the cap off." And I said, I grew up rooting for these guys. Why should I take my cap off? And a guy walked over to me, and he actually congratulated the Celtics on winning in 1986.
Right.
And I think that was partially because we beat the Rockets, who had knocked the Lakers out. So,
and then he stuck your Red Sox hat up your ass?
All right, good call, Jim. Thank you very much for joining us. Let's go to Carlos real quick, just because the poor man's been on hold, and he did get the deer and barley made a bathroom. Hey, Carlos.
I hate that.
You're on the air. What's up?
What did you?
Hi.
What did you?
Hey, Lisa.
Hi.
What happened?
So I got to work. I'm a driver. I got into the company car, and as soon as I'm pulling out, I got a sharp pain in my stomach. Yep. The fear.
The fear.
The fear.
That's no good, especially as a driver. It's not like you've got an office where you can just step out to the bathroom.
For those of you that don't know, that means there's no waiting until you find a place.
A suitable place.
There's no,
you gotta go.
Yeah, it's just, it happens, and I don't know that it's never happened to me that I couldn't wait long enough.
Happened to me once.
What?
Yeah! A long time ago.
It happened to you once?
Yeah.
Where did you...
I was
end up
like 19.
Right.
In Spain.
Right.
And we were
front
in a
lawn
dormitory.
Someplace? Yeah.
And the bathroom was down the hall and it was pitch dark and I couldn't get the door unlocked.
Right.
Mm.
But there's a sink in the room.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Lisa May sinked it.
I wish I'd never heard that
That's
story.
That's the best story I've ever heard.
Lisa May!
There's more.
What?
Carlos, we're out of time, Carlos.
Whoa. Sorry, Carlos, you hold on. Lisa.
So I have a roommate, right?
Yeah.
I don't want her to know. So I find a plastic bag and a postcard, and then I drop it out the window.
Like we're on the like
second
story
behind the bushes.
So you cleaned it up, and then you dropped it out the window in a plastic bag.
Yeah.
Oh,
delicious. They had turned off the water in the whole dormitory
sexy.
After like 8 p.m.
That is not sexy.
It was not
no,
sexy.
That's
it
not
was
sexy
one of the worst nights of my life.
All right.
And this is now one of the worst days of my life. All right, Carlos, thank you for the call.
I've never synced it except for on purpose. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Me Show, shall we?
Forget Thursdays. Who cares what's on Thursday? No one.
No, we usually have a pretty good show, starting with Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
How about that?
Who we have on every Thursday.
Yeah.
Dinner for Schmucks. We're going to give away some more tickets for that. We've got, that's tonight.
Yes, it is.
You get
I'm
to
excited.
See it tonight. It doesn't open until tomorrow. And, if you're kind of in trouble with your significant other, you're a schmuck. We're going to need your calls a little bit later on this morning to tell us what you did to get in the doghouse and why, hopefully this will make up for it a little. It'll be at least an opening, move.
Yeah.
But if you're going to fight, don't call. Because we don't need a theater full of fighting.
Okay.
Although, really, until there's a fight, you're not having a good time. Johnny Knoxville on the program today.
Okay.
This time we mean it, though.
All right.
I know we've said it every day this week. William Shatner will be on the program.
How about that?
Best.
He apparently has turned detective. Who knew? And being invited on our show through Twitter.
Really?
Scares me.
I don't know why it would scare you. You love
we
Bill?
Don't want, yeah, I do love Bill, but we don't want Bean unrestricted without running it by any of us with his little tweet buddies to invite him on, dude. That's a bad process.
Yeah.
This particular case happens to be fine because we like him. But Bean's friends, in quotes, with a lot of people on Twitter.
Yeah.
The previous two guests that I booked through Twitter, by the way, were Sal Masekela and actress Rachel Nichols. And I think we were very happy about both of those as well. Right. So I'd like to say at some point I've earned some credit here.
All right. I'm scared. That's all I'm saying. You've done well so far, but I'm scared. Jersey Shore comes back tonight. We've got some interviews.
Yes.
With some of those fantastic cast members. And Tanner Faust is going to be on the program today talking about the X Games, and we will give away some more tickets. The X Games, of course, start today, so we'll give you those tickets. And if you missed Ralph's Video Vault, Caged Heat, late yesterday, we're going to give you some highlights of it coming up in just a few minutes.
Okay.
And Ralph Showbiz Beat is now.
Ralph Gorman.
Yes.
What?
Ralph Gorman does
really?
Good work.
Really? After Ralph all this Gorman. Time. Screw you, Skippy.
Is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Thursday Kevin Beat Show. What's going on, Mr. Gorman?
Remember the time you called me Frank?
Oh, yeah.
I do.
That
was good, I do remember
that. That was good times.
Frank Gorman.
Yeah. You're not good.
I'm not good. I agree.
No. You guys excited?
About
the return of Jersey Shore tonight?
Oh yes.
Yeah. Woo!
Everybody with Bean.
Woo-hoo-hoo! GTL! Come on, everybody!
This time they're in South Beach, right? That's this season?
Yeah, it's in Miami, Florida.
No!
Heard so much about it, I feel like I've already watched it.
Yeah,
they are. Oh, tonight's episode, apparently, Ronnie and Sammy get back together. Remember, they broke up at the end of last season?
Sure.
Okay.
They're still battling, but apparently they fall in love all over again.
Good news.
Snooki is forced to do her own laundry.
Oh.
And, of course, after a healthy dose of Ronnie's special Run juice, the guys get ready to go out and start creeping on some girls. That's tonight's episode of Jersey Shore.
And every episode.
By the way, there's a website online where you can generate your own Jersey Shore nickname.
Mm-hmm.
So I took the liberty of doing everyone in the room to see how we shake down.
Okay.
Lisa May's Jersey Shore is Hotspot.
All right.
If you were down like there it. Party, if you're partying down the Jersey Shore with Lisa, you go, yo, Hotspot.
I like it.
I like it. Lisa. Good.
Kevin is the Sausage Party.
That's very true. By the way,
have you ever seen Kevin's house
I'm
on the
sorry,
weekends?
What?
It's
the sausage party.
The sausage party.
Yeah. You heard it.
Bean is B-Train.
B-Train.
Yo, B-Train.
Who's less of a train than B?
Yeah, that train has never left the station. It's a train with no wheels right there.
It's up on blocks.
Mike is Hard Hat. Yo, Hard Hat.
Okay.
Why is he hard at?
I have no idea. It's just right. You type in a name and hit a button and it gives you a name back.
All right.
That's what the generator does. And I am the operation.
Yeah.
Operation.
Oh, nice.
Pretty sweet.
So I don't know who or when I'm operating, but
I would like to be called only the Sausage Party
you are
today.
The sausage party,
okay.
My
and dear. I have a question for Hotspot because this doesn't seem like the type of show that you would actually watch.
Well, B-Train, it's really not. But
B-Train?
Last season, I watched probably two and then said, I can't do this to my life. I can't
it's
get
too,
this.
It's too good? It's too rich?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. It's too rich.
We have had more than one listener suggest that we need to get our old buddy LaQuisha on the phone to review Jersey Shore. And I think that may be a pretty good idea.
Because then we don't have to watch?
Well, she loves dumb white people, too.
Why don't you tweet her and see if she'll come on the show?
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's our new talent booker.
That's a bad idea, right?
It's a horrible idea.
Right.
Next thing you know, we're going to have the president of the Clyde Tombaugh Society on. And
Buzz I'm the Aldrin president of the Clyde Tombaugh Society.
Putting us to sleep.
Yeah, that won't be good. David Hasselhoff has announced he is heading to Germany to promote his autobiography.
They love him there, right?
They do love him in Germany.
Inexplicably.
He is Germany's answer to Jerry Lewis over there. I can't explain it. But Germany apparently said they're locking up all their liquor, however. So that's a shame. People in Germany will be suffering when he shows up. I can't say that I blame them. Katy Perry.
Oh, yes.
Of course, still number one in the singles category with California Girls, which I don't know how you feel, but I think that is a catchy-ass song
it
right
is.
There. That's a summertime song. That's a top-down, driving down along the beach song. She did an interview promoting her new album on which she appears nude.
Yeah.
And, of course, the conversation of I Kissed a Girl came up, her first breakthrough smash hit. And she said, they said, do you know, you have any real-life fantasies about kissing any female celebrities? She volunteered Natalie Portman.
I'd like to see that.
I would like to see that, too.
I'd like to encourage that.
Also addressing the rumors that Katie may appear in the pages of Playboy, she said that'll never happen. She says there's a big difference between being a tease and putting it all out there for everyone to see. Yeah. Teases get beaten. Keep that in mind, Katie.
Show me your boobs!
There needs to be payoff.
There really does.
Because she got big-ass boobies.
Speaking of putting it all out there, great story out of the New York Post this morning. Sharon Stone was doing a charity auction last weekend.
Yeah.
She, regardless of what you may think of her, some might call her insane. Some might question her gifts as an actress.
Sure.
Although I think she has been real good on occasion.
She has, absolutely.
She does a ton of charitable work. She's constantly raising money for mostly for AIDS charities, but she does a lot of charity work, so I have to give her props for that.
Okay.
She was at a celebrity auction, a charity celebrity auction, and she likes to be the auctioneer. So she was up on stage. It was an outdoor event, and apparently a bug flew up her dress.
Oops.
While she was auctioneering.
How does that bug know where the gold is?
Maybe it was attracted by the smell.
Oh, I'm just saying.
Flies seem to go around certain things.
Wow.
Sweet things.
Sweet things, that's right.
Nice
might
save,
have been, might
Lisa.
Have been honey.
Right.
Yes.
Anyway, she reacted naturally to something flying up her dress. And so she lifts up her dress to let the bug out.
Oh, no.
Right.
Here's the thing. It was a Basic Instinct sequel.
No.
Yes. For the people in
yes.
the front row.
Yes.
Because she apparently was flying commando that evening.
I sort of have a boner.
So everyone got a little bonus. And a little boner.
She's given that bonus out on many occasions.
Yes, she has.
Wow.
And so people in the auction were buzzing about that after the fact.
Get out of here, you flies.
That's what she said. She lifted her skirt over her head. It's funny, though. People who were bidding at the auction, hands shot up all over the auction, and there was nothing even up for bid at that moment. I can't imagine.
I'd like some of that.
Yeah, $400,000. Going once, going twice. Today's celebrity birthdays. Singer Geddy Lee of Rush. Lead singer from Rush.
Yeah!
Tom Sawyer.
Yeah.
They're going out on a big tour. The original album got a new album out and everything. Rush is as vital today as they ever were.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's true.
Recognize!
He is 57 years old today. Actor Will Wheaton, who used to be on Star Trek The Next Generation.
Yeah.
I saw him buzz around the Comic-Con.
Was he down
there? He just had a guest shot last Friday night on Eureka.
There you go. There's your Will Wheaton update from B.
Still
Baxter.
Acting.
Yeah.
B-Train.
He is 38 B-train, yeah. years old today. Actor Stephen Dorff is 37. Danger Mouse of Gnarls Barkley celebrates his 33rd birthday. Allison Mack, who plays Chloe on Smallville, is 28 years old. And Dodgers pitcher Chad Billingsley celebrates his 26th birthday. I did that for Psycho Mike and Dave.
Sure.
Dave's a little down because apparently some panda died somewhere. So be kind.
Oh, the one that got gassed?
Yeah, be kind to him today.
That's a tough story.
Yeah, that's a tough story. Apparently,
that mother effer drove us crazy before Comic-Con talking about going to the San Diego Zoo.
Yeah.
And then he was too
Let's
tired.
Go to the zoo. We got to look at the panda.
Look, it's panda playing peekaboo.
He watches him like on the panda cam, like by the hour.
Look at the little panda.
What's he doing now?
Like sleeping. And it's like little rains are coming in his cage. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Thursday, the start of X Game 16. We'll talk to our friend Johnny Knoxville coming up next, by the way. He, I guess, is one of the suits behind this Big Air documentary that's airing on ESPN tonight to kind of officially kick off the X Game. So we'll find out how he got involved and talk about the movie on the way. First, though, Kevin, time to talk about Michael Jackson. Dial up the hotline to heaven about a story that Ralph broke for us yesterday about a new love child for Michael Jackson who, curiously, is coming around now saying, hey, I want some of my father's inheritance. So let's find out what's going on. We join Michael in heaven right now. How are you, Mikey?
Jam on
to you as well. Sounds like you're having a good day up there in heaven.
It's always a good day up here in heaven.
Bean just said jam on to you as well.
Yes, he did.
Michael, I don't know how much news from Earth you get to cover, get to watch up there in heaven, but there was a story that just broke about a woman who claims that you are her father.
Yes. Yeah, we saw that on HNN.
What's that?
The Heaven News Network.
Ah.
Oh, okay.
24 hours a day.
All right. Her name is Mosianne Petit Jackson. She claims that you fathered a child with Diana Ross's sister back when you were 17 years old, and she was the result.
That's ridiculous. I hadn't even gone through puberty yet when I was 17.
Did you ever reach puberty?
30, when I was 30.
30. All right. So you weren't having sex with anyone when you were 17. Let me rephrase that. So you weren't having sex with any girls when you were 17.
All right, it's time to tell the truth. Wow. I guess no one really can be hurt anymore now that I'm gone.
Okay.
But it is true. I had an affair with Diana's sister, Barbara, and Mosianne is my love child, yes.
Wow, this is shocking news. How were you able to keep it secret for so long?
Well, my parents had most of the people who knew killed.
Well, that's... what?
That helped.
That's the unlikely part of the story, we thought.
Oh, you don't know my mother.
Seven people abducted her and sent her to Belgium to live.
Yes, that's true.
And now all seven of those
people
are...
loved waffles.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's how you chose Belgium?
That's why we picked there.
I see.
And all seven people who abducted her were murdered.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, that sounds like something...
That's my mom. That's mom.
Wait, yeah. That is mom?
Oh, yeah. You should see how many housekeepers we went through. You don't get the smudges off the coffee table.
Oh, you're gone.
Over. But yes, that was just the one of many love children I
how
had.
Many? I mean, do you know?
Well, it's hard to count because I got around.
You didn't really.
You sure did.
In the 80s, I was a sex machine.
I doubt that, especially as famous as you've always been. It seems like we would have heard more about it at the time.
You know Lady Gaga?
Yes.
One of my love children.
What? That's not true.
Yes.
I don't think.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Yes.
One of my love children.
Really? Because he hasn't said anything about that yet.
Well, no, because they're afraid to be murdered.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I see. You can't say anything.
Kelly Ripa? Mine.
She's not yours.
She doesn't look anything like you.
Kate plus all the eight.
Nope.
All mine.
No, it's just not
Wait,
true.
Wait, so she's your daughter and they're all your grandchildren?
Yeah. No, okay. They're all my children.
They're all your children too?
You're
wow.
Your children?
Man, you got around. You're right.
Flo, the progressive insurance lady.
Doesn't have anything to do with
my
you.
My love child.
That's
she's
not true.
Super
remember,
white.
Remember Balky from Perfect Strangers?
Sure.
Mine. All the Power Rangers.
What?
All the kids that were the Power Rangers, all mine.
Wow, that's a lot of kids.
No wonder you can't keep track.
Double Rainbow Bear, that guy?
No
that
way.
Wow, look, it's two rainbows, mine.
It's not yours.
My love child.
I think he's older than you are, Michael. How's that possible?
I told you I got around.
Yeah, right.
But when?
Remember Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Yes.
Melissa
yes.
Joan Hart?
Yep.
Mine.
Wow, this is a revelation. We thought it was just this one woman.
Snooki?
No.
Mine.
You're going to claim Snooki even if she is yours?
Denny Blaze, right. The average homeboy.
Right.
Mine.
Okay. All right, Michael. Wow.
Vern Troyer?
I don't think so.
That was just a quickie.
See, because he's short.
Sarah yeah. Jessica Parker?
Yes.
I had sex with a horse once.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, that's unfortunate.
That's not what we want to hear.
The Jonas Brothers?
Right.
Okay. Mine.
All right, you're just making stuff up now, Michael.
Urkel? Me?
No.
Yep.
No.
I was a stud.
Yeah, you
never
sure
a
were.
Stud.
I was a stud.
Not one time were you a stud. I'm sorry to have to disagree with that.
I'm sorry that I have to agree with that.
No, I'm confused.
I am too.
Ah!
Thank you, Michael.
Oh, I'm Johnny Knoxville. Welcome to Jackass.
I'm going to spray myself with red pepper spray. Oh, I feel like my eyes have gonorrhea. Ah!
My name's Johnny Knoxville, and I'm going to drop in on the Burt Ramp for the first time ever.
My name's Johnny Knoxville, and this is Bear Wrestling.
If I grabbed his bear, do you think he would attack?
I'm Johnny Knoxville, and I'm going to grind this rail.
Hi, I'm Johnny Knoxville, and I'm going to get hit by a car real soon.
Hello, my name's Johnny Knoxville, and I'm going to take a shotgun blast to the face. Okay, ready?
We know
Jackass, what, huh?
We know him as Handlebar Bowls.
Yes, we do. Jackass 3D in theaters October 15th, but this week Johnny Knoxville puts on his big boy producer hat behind Birth of Big Air debuting tonight on ESPN ahead of the kickoff of X Game 16. Hey, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show. Johnny, how are you, man?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
We're doing great. First, before we talk about the movie, are you healthy? Are you happy? Are you doing okay? Anything we need to know about? Are you calling us from an emergency room?
Yeah, I'm pretty healthy, man. We finished Jackass 3D, and I did, you know, go to the hospital a couple times, but I'm doing pretty good.
It's odd that when you make a Jackass movie, you're making a movie, but you are going to end up in the hospital, you and all the guys that make it.
Yeah, and we did go a number of times during filming, but
sure.
Everyone's pretty good.
So that's
good.
October 15th, correct?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I can't wait.
Fantastic. Can't wait for that. All right, let's talk about the birth of Big Air. First of all, you're a producer on this movie? How'd that happen?
We were doing a documentary on Matt anyway, and then ESPN approached us.
Matt Hoffman, for those of you that
Matt know. Hoffman, yep. Yeah, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. BMX legend Matt Hoffman. And ESPN approached us, so we just, you know, just kind of did it for them instead.
Okay. And what is it about Matt's story? Of course, he's a remarkable athlete. What is it about his story in particular made you want to do a documentary about him?
In short, he is awesome. You know, he's our generation. He's our generation's Evel Knievel. He just has lived an extraordinary life, and a lot of people don't know his story, how much he has meant to the he pretty much kept the sport going in the 90s. And I mean, the guy's given his body to the sport. You know, he's had over 23 surgeries, 100 concussions.
I got to tell you, it's a whole new world for people that are coming up now because of the foam pit. But these guys that got the sport going didn't come up with the idea of the foam pit. So they just had, hard ground.
Yeah, he would, if he was practicing a trick, he would try and he just had an old ratty mattress that he put on the ground but rarely hit,
I really need a bigger mattress. So how long is this, an hour and a half?
No, it's an hour-long documentary.
Okay.
All right. And is it, do you guys shoot a bunch of new footage for this documentary, or is it more of a compilation of Matt's career from the beginning?
Well, we focused, because there's so many things that's happened in his career, we focused on when he first started going really big on the big ramp, and no one was doing that then. He's kind of took the ramps that were we're going in that day and goes, how about we just double the size of it? Usually they would go bigger by a foot or
right.
So
let's make it 2.5 feet further.
Yeah, because he wanted to, keep getting bigger air, and he tried all kinds of ways to get bigger air by building a huge roll in and couldn't really get it going, so he started towing behind a motorcycle going about 50 miles, 60 miles an hour, and to get enough air to do what he wanted to do. He flatlined on that one. He actually died once.
That's not what you want. That's not your goal.
Hey, Johnny, what is it that took you away? I mean, you had a pretty promising skateboarding career going for a while. What is it that took you away from you obviously love extreme sports. I guess I'm trying to figure out, was it a lack of talent or ambition or interest that prevented you from pursuing that more seriously instead of the direction you ended up going?
I really think it was the perfect storm of all three of those things you just mentioned. But I think it was lack of talent.
That was the biggest?
The biggest one.
Yeah, because everyone wants to do it, but it's pretty difficult to do it at the level that these guys are that we're going to see this weekend at X Games.
Yes. I mean, these guys, they're going so big now. It's pretty nuts.
Now, you're producing with Spike Jonze.
Yes.
And he's the real deal. Like, he's got an Academy Award and stuff.
Yeah, he is the real deal. Spike and I produced it. The director of Jackass, Jeff Tremaine, directed this. And Jeff and Spike grew up with Matt. Jeff and Spike grew up together, and Matt would come through the Maryland, Rockville, Maryland, on demos. Riding demos.
Right.
They got to know each other then. Spike was, Matt invented so many tricks. He invented the flare and all these different tricks. And Spike was, a photographer then, and he got a lot of these photos.
Oh, that's cool.
So, great.
Knowing each other for a long time.
So it debuts tonight at 7 o'clock on ESPN. The actual title of the show is 30 on 30. That's their documentary series. But the name of the show is The Birth of Big Ear. And you can also buy it on DVD this weekend at the X Games, at the X Merchandise booth.
That's great.
That's right.
So that's kind of cool to be able to get it the same day it comes out.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's available video on demand right now. So, man, I'm really proud of this documentary. I love Matt Hoffman's my hero, and like, please watch this.
All right, dude. Sounds like good work, Johnny. Are we going to see you down there at X Games this week? Or are you going to be heading down to watch it in person?
I was down there yesterday. I might head down there today.
Okay. All right. We'll look for you. And please, when we get closer to Jackass 3D in October, we'd love to have you back on to talk more about that movie, too, dude.
Oh yeah. That's a smart one. I'd love to come back.
All right, Johnny. Have a great day. Thanks a lot for coming on the Kevin DeBede Show.
Thank you, guys.
KROQ, and it is 6:57.
William Shatner joins us coming up after the top of the hour to talk about
to be on the Kevin DeBede Show.
Guy needs more jobs. That's the thing about Bill. But he's got a special tonight on A&E, a fascinating topic that involves death. So I'm in. We'll talk to Bill coming up on the Kevin DeBede Show. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Thursday. What's happening?
Got an email here from listener Trevor. Ralph, I heard you talking this morning about Caged Heat.
Of course, we did the video vault. We took a look at one of the classic women in prison films.
Sure.
In honor of Lindsay Lohan. He continues, I've got to say, it has to be one of the crappiest movies ever. For some reason, I automatically thought that a gender role reversal version of that movie should be made. It could star you and Psycho Mike. I figure if you can make sharktopus buttons happen, this can be a reality. Besides, I already thought of a title, Caged Meat.
That's a good title.
All your best, Trevor. So look for me and Psycho Mike starring in Caged Meat sometime soon.
Right.
Are we hungry for the touch of a woman?
We are. Any woman. A woman can do anything
they
want to.
That's not what Caged Meat is about, by the way.
How dare you, sir?
Sausage.
I have a feeling that Mike becomes a woman about 20 minutes into that movie.
Oh, why do you have to be so cruel? That's all I ask.
It's not our fault he's turning into a woman.
Is Miranda Kerr pregnant?
Oh.
Orlando Bloom's wife, according to Us Weekly magazine, is definitely pregnant. Maybe that's why they rushed to the altar. Good news is we won't have to wait long for confirmation because she rarely wears clothes, so we'll be able to see whether she's pregnant very soon. Usually she's in a bra and panties.
Yeah.
Because she works for Victoria's Secret.
She does good work, too.
She's a beautiful, beautiful woman. Speaking of beautiful women, Angelina Jolie doing a lot of press these days. Of course, Salt is in theaters everywhere. She talks about her relationship with Brad Pitt, also in Us Weekly magazine. She says Brad is a great husband because he, and I quote, always makes me feel sexy and desirable. Yeah. Oh, does he? Wow, what a chore it must be for Brad to try to make a beat-up old piggy you feel sexy and desirable. You're right. He is a hell of a husband. He's gifted.
How about that?
How does he do it? He must be a better actor than we know.
It's a secret.
How does he work up that lie for her every day?
Just
I know everyone else thinks
on.
You're a pig, honey, but to me, you're beautiful. On the inside. That I know.
That's what counts.
God damn
you,
people.
He just closes his eyes and thinks of Snooki. That's what he does.
That's right. Another day, another American Idol judge rumor. Jessica Simpson, anyone?
No.
Yes.
New, are you kidding? I would watch.
Oh, you know what? I think you're right.
Are you kidding me? She would be Paula Abdul on steroids. Can you imagine the stupidity that would come out of her mouth?
She would be the same reason you hate her. I love her. She would be so dumb.
Yeah, she'd be remarkably stupid.
Oh, that would be good.
Wait, and also, you're probably right, because not only would she be dumb, she'd be awesome to look at, and she's mean. She's a mean person.
She'd be taking stupid swipes at people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with awesome boobs hanging out.
That's true.
Yeah.
She's a terrible singer, too.
See?
Right. Yeah.
It's the trifecta.
She's
right
got
there.
Everything.
She really does. Boobs, stupidity, talentless. She really is the perfect woman.
She's not likable, though, and that probably wouldn't serve her well.
I don't know if you're familiar with the website HollywoodTuna.com.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, what's that about,
Which,
Ralph?
Which focuses primarily on photos of celebrities.
Females. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Attractive, usually.
Uh-huh.
They've got a photo spread of her today going around in, like, this skin-tight, like, pencil dress, you know? It's like a real one of those real tight form-fitting dresses.
Right.
She's just ridiculous, those boobs and that body.
The salute to tuna.
She's a beautiful, beautiful woman.
But this is why it wouldn't work.
Brat.
I'm not a brat.
You're a spoiled brat.
I am not. I'm a nice girl.
You're a bratty girl.
I treat you very nice. I hate you right now.
Boo freaking hoot. You know what? Sob, sob, sob. There's always something wrong with whatever I do. There's
baby,
always something
would
wrong
you stop
it.
Saying
no.
God.
Oh. There's a ship at sea someplace that just got some Morse code. they just initiated the launch codes. You gotta be careful when you play that drop.
Yeah, she's not likable. Remember yesterday we were just talking about how there must be something seriously wrong with her because guys that get with her dump her immediately.
Yeah, she's good for about a week, yeah. And then they just have to bolt. Yeah. Jeremy Renner being the most recent victim
they
of that.
Just keep her microphone turned off. She probably wouldn't even notice.
They should just debark her. You know, like some dogs that you just can't handle them. You can't teach them not to bark, and they're disturbing the neighborhood. You just take them into the vet, and they just...
Remove the vocal cords?
They just remove the vocal cords. That's what I'm saying.
Perfect. I don't know if that's humane.
We have to get her debarked. Oh, Lisa, stop.
I mean, for Jessica.
We have to be humane to animals, not right. Jessica Simpson.
We have to be humane to humane. All right, today's celebrity birthday is Geddy Lee of Rush celebrates his 57th birthday. Documentary filmmaker Ken Burns is 57. He's doing a long, drawn-out, boring documentary about his birthday party, so I'm looking forward to seeing that soon. Will Wheaton of Star Trek The Next Generation fame, he is 38. Stephen Dorff is 37. Josh Radnor, star of How I Met Your Mother, is 36. Danger Mouse of Gnarls Barkley turns 33. Allison Mack of Smallville is 28 years old today. You guys all excited? Because I think Tom Welling's going to put on the Superman costume next season. Are you excited? You excited about that? Anyone?
No.
Hello? Is the thing on?
I can't believe that show's still on.
Is it still on? Yeah. This is its 10th and final season, I think.
Unbelievable.
And he's finally going to put on the cape and tights. That's what the word is.
Okay.
All right. I can't wait to see them tights. He is such a good-looking guy.
He's a total Gaylord.
Speaking of which, real quick, I know we're out of time, but did you hear about this family that their house was going into foreclosure?
Okay.
Okay. It was a family home owned originally by the wife's parents.
Okay.
Okay. They bought it in, like, the 50s or something, and then when they passed, they gave it to the wife, or the wife bought it or whatever, and they were financially hard, had some hardship, her and her husband, and they were losing the house, going into foreclosure. So they're packing up the house, and they go down the basement, they're pulling stuff out, and they find a box of comic books. And inside the comic book is Action Comics, inside the box, rather, is Action Comics number one, the first appearance ever of Superman. They find in that
and
box.
And they didn't have any idea? They weren't looking for it? They didn't know?
This is the comic that sold for $1.5 million a couple weeks ago.
Wow. You're kidding.
And it's not as in good condition as that one, but they figure it'll be worth probably around $500,000 by the time they put it up for auction. So now their house is saved by Superman.
That's amazing.
That happens.
And it had been down there since the 50s, Kevin, in the basement. Nobody knew it.
So they found it and their house is saved. Superman saved their house.
How about I guess
he is real.
How many people can say that?
He is real. He really does stuff.
Okay, he's real.
We're not at Comic-Con anymore, Ralph. You have to let go.
Comic-Con, by the way, the four-night passes that include the preview night. Remember I went to preview night Wednesday night? You get to go in. Sold out.
For
2011? For
2011. For next...
Sold out. The four-day passes that include the preview night sold out.
Wow.
Why are they already on sale?
They were sold out, by the way, before Comic-Con ended last weekend.
Oh, my God.
They went
God.
On sale that Sunday, and they were sold out by the time the Comic-Con closed.
Sold out for life, as long as Comic-Con goes on.
Pretty much.
Time pass.
Yeah.
It's nuts. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Thursday. Hey, Kevin, do you have the Today Show on? Al Roker was just doing the weather.
Oh, don't get me started. listen, I don't even understand it. Al Roker drives me out of my mind.
Now, for folks who don't recognize the name, he's the big African-American weather, formerly big, then he had the lap band or something, lost all the weight. Now he just looks crazy because he's so thin. He's the weatherman on the Today Show and has been doing it for many, 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 many years. And most of us barely know who he is and certainly barely pay attention to him when he's on the TV. Kevin, for whatever reason, goes into a rage when Al Roker's on the TV. Hates the fact that the guy has a job. Hates the fact that he lives.
And you know what he hates even more is when he does anything besides weather. I think we really discovered this because Al Roker was doing some sort of special. And Kevin was just screaming, you're the weatherman. You don't know anything about that. Where are you
It was
doing
a special
that?
On weed is what it was.
That's right. You lost your mind.
And here's the most weird thing is that I don't watch him. You know what I mean? It's not like I watch him every day and he drives me crazy.
Sometimes we have the show on in the background.
Yeah. Just,
and that's how we find
out. It's a weird, like, just it comes from my gut. I don't have anything really that
and
I can.
And then they were following him losing weight and you hated that.
I don't know. It's just everything about him for some reason bugs me. And it's a guy that I, like I said, I rarely pay attention to.
Isn't that the weirdest
thing?
So
why would I have that reaction? I don't know.
It's not like it's a guy that you see on TV who is annoying or terrible or does
right.
a bad job that you have a legitimate reason to dislike him because he's not talented and shouldn't have the work.
I can't explain it.
You're fine with him. There's nothing about him that you can point to and go, right. I hate it because.
He's bad it's at just, fill in the
it's,
blank.
It's just that you hate Al Roker.
I don't know why. I really don't know why. Now, Omar has unnatural hatred for a lot of people.
Yeah.
This particular one is who?
Ellen Page.
Now, that cracked us up because we just saw her in
Inception.
Juno?
Inception.
And Juno, right?
And Juno, right?
And everyone loves her.
I can't stand
her. She's a good actress.
I don't know why. Every time those Cisco commercials come on, I'm like, get off my TV! I have no idea why.
Wow.
And by the way, she's adorable. I know I get mocked for using the word, but it's the best word to describe Ella Page. She's just adorable. She just looks like an awesome, fun chick. And she's a really good actress.
She's cute. I can't stand her.
But here's the other thing about her. Super likable.
Seems
yes.
like.
Right? Like, I don't know anyone else. Just like you guys don't know anyone else that hates Al Roker. I don't know anyone that hates Ellen Page.
I've never heard a bad word about
she's
her.
She's got a big, weird forehead.
You either,
she's got a weird forehead.
Damn her to hell.
Yeah, you know?
You either don't care about someone or you love them, usually.
Yeah.
But in every once in a while, somebody comes through and there's just a weird hatred.
Same like you. I can't explain it, you know? I just
Because she's
just
a decent actress.
She's fine.
Yeah.
I liked her in Juno. She was fine. But can't stand her. Can't stand her. Just can't stand her.
Well, this is the topic on the table today. We are looking for you. You can't explain why you hate this celebrity. You just do. There's just something about him that just rubs you the wrong way. And those are perfect examples of celebrities. It's not like you know, it's not like Dane Cook or somebody where there are millions of people who hate him and they have a reason. This is somebody who you have no reason to dislike.
Yeah.
What's going on with that? We want to hear who it is.
If you have an idea why you hate them, don't call. But, you know, for example, I hate Tyra Banks, but I could play you 75,000 examples of her being a dumbass.
Right, and I hate Rachel Ray, and I have a billion examples of how she must die.
But the ones we're looking for are the ones that you really, really, really don't understand yourself. Like, you don't know where the hate comes from, you can't put your finger on what it is.
They haven't done anything to you or anyone you know.
But they just rub you the wrong way, and everybody else seems to be fine with them.
Yeah.
And before we go to your calls at 1-800-520-1067, I know that there are a lot of people out there who are going to call and say Psycho Mike. We get that. But that is obvious why Psycho Mike is hate. So don't even try to put that on the list of I'm not sure why I hate it.
Right, because there are a lot of reasons.
Exactly.
We're looking for those people that you can't figure out because there are no reasons. You just
like freaking Lassie. Oh, I hate that dog so much. God, I hope she dies. All right, 1-800-520-1067.
Lassie is a great example.
Who do you hate for no reason? We'll take your calls after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. Talking about celebrities you hate and you can't figure out why. Go right to your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Brad in Minnesota writes, Tony Robbins seems like a nice guy, helps people. I freaking hate him. I feel bad to hate a guy who's made a fortune making other people's lives better. I don't know why, but I do. Perla writes, Jennifer Love Hewitt seems very nice. She's very pretty. I have no idea why. I can't stand the bitch.
Wow.
Here's Andy, Tim Tebow, quarterback for the Broncos. The guy is the exact opposite of the type of athlete I hate. He is humble. He seems like he's good-natured. He does lots of charity, but for some reason I hate him. I really want to think that all of this is just a ruse and he's clubbing hobos behind the dugout. So there you go.
I don't know that anyone's checked into that, so maybe they should.
1-800-520-1067. Who do you hate for no reason whatsoever? Why don't we start with, let's start with Jenny. She's on line three and she's wrong, but let's give her the opportunity to at least tell us who she hates.
Hey, Jenny.
Hi, it's actually Katy Perry.
Okay, that's unacceptable. There's nothing to dislike about Katy Perry.
Wait. Okay,
wait, did you say Katy Perry?
Yes, she's. I understand she's hot. I think she's gorgeous. But I don't know what it is about her. Me, I think it's. I don't know if it's my husband thinks she's hot.
That's what it is.
There's a lot to do with it.
No,
you ought to spend less time hating Katy Perry and more time trying to be like her.
No. Maybe, I don't know what it is, because we both love Megan Fox, we both love Shakira, Charlize Theron, I mean, like, we both have, like, been infatuated with them, but I don't know what it is about Katy Perry.
Okay, well, you're wrong. Thank you very much for the call. Let's try Andrew, line two. Andrew, thanks for calling. Welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. Who do you hate for no reason?
Okay,
Hey, good morning, everybody. Guy who blew up his last car. I hate Michael Cera.
Michael Cera.
Michael Cera.
I don't mind him, and I just, for some reason, I can't stand him. I get this cringe factor. I just don't get it at
all.
Well,
the character that he plays a lot has that cringe factor.
Uncomfortable humor guy. Exactly. Yeah. I could kind of see where he'd be annoying.
Yeah, so would you not, like, for instance, when Scott Pilgrim comes out, will you not go see that? Is that how much you hate Michael Cera? You won't even go see his movies?
Well, the first time I saw that preview, I literally almost threw up. I just
You didn't almost throw up.
Believe me, I had that.
Andrew.
I had just eaten some Taco Bell. I was like, dude, this isn't happening.
That's
really
ridiculous.
I'm stopping smoking right now.
Thank you for the call. Mina emails in, speaking of actors, Adrian Brody. I don't know why, but he puts off this smug vibe to me. He seems like a douche.
All right.
Let's try Adam, line 5 on the Kevin DeBean Show. Adam, thanks a lot for calling. Who do you hate?
I hate Flo from the Progressive Insurance ad.
Well, she's just trying to save you money.
Her skin's all pale, and she's got those bright red lips, and she's just all, and it just pisses me off when I see her.
So you think would a tan kill Flo?
It wouldn't kill her, no.
Yeah.
All right, great call. Thank you. How about Jimbo on line 7? Here's
I
one.
I hate the people named Jimbo.
He's going to name an actress who's beloved in Hollywood by everyone except for Jimbo. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey, Lisa Mack.
Hi.
Yeah, Drew Barrymore.
By the way, she bugs me too.
You know, she's
really?
Kind of that baby voice talking
thing. I don't know
that
what it is.
Well, you know, the number one movie that just gets it to me, and I don't know why, is the one she plays Josie Grossi. I don't know what it is. It makes my teeth.
Oh yeah, where she
cringe.
Goes back to school or something.
I don't know the problem. I don't know the problem. And she talks out of the side of her mouth or something. I don't know. There's something about her that bugs me.
Interesting.
Like,
I didn't realize
those,
that.
She's one of those people.
Things like you can kind of be kind of cute,
right.
But at the same time, you're just like, dude, you're not. It's not working for you.
All right. By all accounts, nicest woman in the world, too. By the way,
and it is working for her. But for some reason, I have a problem with her too. I don't know what it is.
Did you hate her in E.T. or just as an adult, Kevin? Do you know?
No, I didn't hate her in E.T. because she was just a kid. But
yeah.
And I don't know why. It just, she kind of bugs me.
Let's try Christine on line 2. This is an interesting one. Hi, Christine. Welcome to the Kevin DeBean Show. Who do you hate for no reason?
I hate Russell Crowe.
You sure it's for no reason?
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons.
Because he throws phones. You sure it's for no reason?
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons.
Because he throws phones and stuff.
Aren't there?
He bugs.
Okay. All right. He bugs.
He bugs. Okay.
Thank
you for the call.
Elaborating.
Thank you.
Alina emails, Cameron Diaz bugs me. Maybe it's her giant Joker smile. Who knows? But I can't stand her. Let's try Joe, line 4. Hi, Joe. Thanks for calling the Kevin DeBean Show. Who do you hate for no reason?
Hey, Kevin DeBean. Hey, Lisa.
Hi.
I hate Lance Armstrong.
Being a cancer survivor and all?
Why?
So much. Because everyone thinks he's such a great guy and he's so amazing and everyone wears a stupid Livestrong bracelet and he's everywhere. I can't
really?
Stand
like his
him.
Bracelets even?
Everyone says Lance Armstrong is such a good guy. I'm like, you've never met him. How do you know?
He's an amazing athlete.
Look, okay, but you've never met him. How do you know he's not such a good guy?
Because everyone thinks he's great, and that pisses me off.
That makes you mad?
Okay, but everyone thinks puppies are great. Just because everyone thinks it doesn't mean it's not true.
Yeah, but I think puppies are great, too, because I have one.
All right.
I can't stand
him. Oh, I hate that Lance Armstrong and his whole Livestrong bracelet thing. That whole surviving cancer and then
cancer
being a great athlete.
Cancer survivors just bug me so much.
Wow. That
those
guy sucks.
Those guys who live their dreams, I hate them so much.
Here with Tanner Faust.
You know, rally racing is one of those things that has got a deep hook in me.
On the black horse, Tanner Faust is going to take the jump. Will it be smoother this time? Certainly lower speed. That's perfect for Tanner Faust.
You know, a rally is like basically doing 150 miles of a drift competition in a weekend.
And Faust now is starting to charge. He wants to catch up. Let's hope there's no damage to Tanner Faust's car from tagging that wall.
Like on the outside, I think it looks more violent than on the inside. On the inside, it's kind of like you're just floating sideways.
Look at Tanner go. He is not giving up. He's going to push all the way to the finish. Tanner Faust is a stunt driver. He knows how to tune a car. He spends every day driving a car. Wow, look at Faust.
They will come straight on.
A
car every day, too. That doesn't mean I can drive good.
Nobody's yelling at you. Yeah. Hey, every day this week at the Kevin Bean Show, we are talking to gold medal athletes participating in this week's X Games. Of course, they kick off tonight. We're very excited to welcome Tanner Faust to the Kevin Bean Show. Hey, Tanner, how are you, man?
Good. How are you guys doing this morning?
Very good. Thank you.
We're doing great. I'm telling you, this rally car seems to be, I mean, all the sports at X Games are so popular, but rally car seems to be the one that has been coming on strong the last couple of years and getting bigger and better every single year. And now moving it to the Coliseum takes it to a whole new level this year, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, reliving some of those memories is pretty crazy listening to that.
Yeah.
You know, this is the fourth year for rally car. I think it started in 2006, and now it's two events, actually, on Saturday. So both of them in the Coliseum, which is, you know, very cool. I don't know if you remember, like, the Mickey Thompson trucks that used to rip through here.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, those are awesome. Rod Mellon and Iron Man Stewart.
And the thing about the Coliseum, please correct me if I'm wrong on this, is isn't it a small track? Like, it's pretty narrow lanes, right?
Yeah, the Coliseum's huge, but we're not going out into the parking lot and doing all the paved section. You might remember from years past.
You leave the dirt, you go under the asphalt, then you go back on the dirt.
Right. Now it's almost all dirt, and both events are going to be in the same track. I mean, different variations of the same place. So both events are in the Coliseum. There's the rally car event that's kind of in the early afternoon on Saturday, and that's what you might remember, where there's two cars going against each other on kind of against the clock.
Right, right.
And then there's Super Rally, which
that's the one.
Yeah, I mean, this is insane. It's really nuts. It's four cars literally start door to door, like a supercross start. And at the green light, they just go and they just push and they're going over jumps, battling the whole way to the finish.
What kind of rules are there for that? I mean, there have to be some you can't run the guy off the course rules, no?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question.
You don't know.
You should know, Tanner.
This year, I mean, I've been lucky. This year, I've been out doing this series called the European Rallycross Championship.
Right.
And it's, 600 horsepower cars that run around these tracks, specifically doing this type of super rally racing in Europe. And the rules, I got my first black flag, actually, in the last event, which apparently is like a badge of honor. I wasn't aware of that.
What does that mean, black flag? Is that...
I got, in trouble for being too aggressive.
Nice.
It's a red card.
All right. It's a red card in soccer. All right. So then you walk around and you go, yep, black flag today.
Yeah, I've been
wearing
it like 3 weeks.
So in this super rally, though, Brian Deegan is going to be in that, Travis Pastrana, right? All the top guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Dave Mira. I mean, it's Ken Block. It's fully loaded. We've got... Now with the Ford team, we brought the Fiestas in last year for the first time, and now there's four cars on the Ford team, and Rockstar Energy has three cars. So the sponsors that got involved in this early on are really going both feet in. You know, it's been a great thing for X Games, a great thing for us, let's be honest, it's super fun.
Now you're a trained stunt driver. You were the stunt driver for Iron Man 2, Fast and the Furious, Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift, Bourne Ultimatum, Dukes of Hazzard. You train the Secret Service. I mean, the other guys must. If you don't win, isn't that? Do the other guys give you a hard time? Oh, stunt driver. Oh, train Secret Service. Hey, can't beat me.
Yeah, no pressure, right?
Does that happen?
No. I mean, everybody.
What if I were in it?
Everybody out there is really strong. It's there's different skills, especially with the super rally. Like, if you can imagine all of the cars, I mean, these are 600 horsepower cars that go 0 to 60 in 2 seconds. I mean, they're off the line, blindingly fast. And diving into the first corner, probably the biggest skill that's going to pay off is the guys that have done motocross or supercross.
Yeah, because that first turn, it looks like most of the time about a third to a fourth of them go down.
Right, yeah, where they steal the line, they're really good at pushing themselves into the line, and now they've got a roll cage. So it's going to be, no holds barred, like a video game kind of, I think, pushing cars around. So I think the skills that everybody has in the X Games and in these events from different disciplines
will come into play, not just, you know, turning the steering wheel.
This is sort of like Lisa May drives on accident.
She just sort of bumps
into people and walls and things, posts, gates.
We are talking to Tanner Faust here on the Kevin DeBede Show. Of course, X Games 16 starts today. We have a pair of tickets to check out the rally car racing at the LA Coliseum on Saturday. If you want to see Tanner and everybody we've been talking about free, you can call right now at 1-800-520-1067. We'll make that caller 20. You can also buy tickets from Ticketmaster.com. Tanner, I have to ask, because I haven't seen the inside of these cars, besides the roll bar, what else do you have going on for your safety?
It's pretty trick machines. They're race cars, so they're built from the ground up with safety and performance, basically, is their two primary deals. So you're wearing a fire suit, three
okay.
layers of fire
Check.
Suit, which in reality gives you about 10 seconds.
That's it?
Wow.
It gives you about 10 seconds. So
if there's
a
fire, you only buy yourself 10 seconds with a fire suit.
You'd be surprised how fast you can move when you're burning. There's a,
hey, I saw Will Ferrell do it in Talladega Nights. I saw him running all over the course in his underwear. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
10 seconds, though. You would think those suits.
Because sometimes you get trapped or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you have, is there any kind of an ejection button?
Yeah, Bean. There's an ejection button.
Just shoot you in the air?
With a parachute.
I'm just asking.
You
Look,
watch
I don't
too
know,
many cartoons.
I'm just saying. That, yeah,
that's
that
not a valid question.
Tanner, that would be pretty cool if you had one, though. You got to admit, right?
You know, I can see that coming into play in the future. There's the seatbelt, you know, you've got a 5-point harness, and you just basically flick the seatbelt to the side, and it all releases. And then you're wearing a Hans device. So if you can imagine going over this 70-foot jump where there's a gap, and if you came up short and just lawn darted into the, you know, the side of the landing ramp, you've got this Hans device on your neck that keeps your head from moving forward. So those are the main things that you've got. The cars are incredibly strong, but, you know, you're dealing with a lot of speed. We'll probably hit, you know, 80 miles an hour inside the Coliseum.
Do you have machine guns that can come out and shoot your opponents?
I wouldn't put that past that same thing.
Can you drive over a cliff and just kind of sit there in the air and not fall down and then go back?
No. Roadrunner,
right.
No.
Right. Just checking.
They can't do everything yet, I guess. Well, I love the way I heard Tanner describe it earlier this week in an interview as expecting carnage in the Super Rally event on Saturday. So that is something you are not going to want to miss to see in person. Rally car racing and Super Rally on Saturday at the Coliseum. X Games 16 kicks off tonight. Tanner, we got our fingers crossed for you, man. Have a great run both times. And thank you so much for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
What Mr. Gibson is trying to say is Ralph is here for the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on, Ralph?
Looking forward to the Emmys. Ad in the trades today says, if Modern Family wins Emmy for Outstanding Comedy, Sofia Vergara will run naked down Sunset Boulevard.
All right!
Here's the ad right there.
That's
vote. Vote.
Emmy voters, the power is in your hands.
What's the asterisk? I can't read it.
Is the fine print here?
Yeah.
Cast member may change without notice.
That means it's one of the gay guys.
So we may get Manny. That's all I'm telling you. Still, hope springs eternal. And I'm just saying, let's not leave anything to chance.
I agree.
If there's a possibility that it may actually come true. So Emmy voters, do the right thing.
That show certainly is up there.
It's great.
Certainly deserves
one of the funniest
to
shows
win.
On television
yeah.
for some time now. Speaking of television, Saturday, Spike TV is running a Joe Schmo Marathon.
What?
Why?
They are blowing the dust off of Joe Schmo, and they're going to run it in its entirety, back to back to back, all day Saturday on Spike TV.
Let's see if we can get the host of that show on
he
tomorrow,
is
maybe.
Unavailable.
Is he?
Oh. Maybe Bean can tweet him and see if he wants to come on.
I heard he's not in show business anymore. He's just doing radio.
Yeah, well, that's wow. the same thing. But if you've never seen it.
Is this one or two?
I only say just the first one.
Oh.
It is one of the few television appearances I'm actually proud of. And more importantly, you get to see Kristen Wiig.
That's
before
right.
she became a big star on Saturday Night Live. This was a big break for her. She was just doing the Groundlings at this time, and then this is her first big TV job. So it is worth checking out. I think you'll be entertained if you've never seen it before. Speaking of television, Jersey Shore, second season begins tonight!
Woo!
Spoiler alert, Snooki does her own laundry.
What?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
I wish you hadn't told me.
Spoiler alert, the guys go creeping.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, Ronnie and Sammy fight. Sorry, I didn't mean to ruin it for you, but all those things apparently happened on tonight's episode.
What a surprise.
So tune in to MT Mother F and V.
Ralph, we are talking to Snooki, J-Wow, Vinny, and Pauly D coming up next year on
what?
The Kevin and Bean Show. Yes, in fact.
That's a Jersey Shore-a-palooza.
It certainly is.
By the way, I ran all of our names through the
Jersey Shore name generator.
Right.
Excuse me. And came up with Lisa May's Jersey Shore name is Hotspot.
Hotspot.
Love it.
I'm demanding you only use that now.
All right.
She had her hotspot in Gorge or something, didn't she? Did she have an injection in her hotspot?
Yes.
Beans, of course, is B-Train.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, B-Train,
but we've been calling
him
that for years. Yeah. There's no coincidence there. Mike's is Hard Hat.
What's that? That's a terrible name.
I thought Mike's would be Dickhead.
Wow. Maybe he's got calluses someplace that we need to know about. He's got a hard hat. And I am the Operation.
Mm-hmm. The Operation?
Yes.
Well, that's sort of good.
Sounds more like a spy name than a Jersey Shore name.
Yeah.
And Kevin, of course, is the Sausage Party.
Woohoo.
Well, we've all known that for some time.
We've known that for quite some time.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Congratulations to the Glee cast. Chris Colfer, Kevin McHale, Corey Monteith, and Mark Selling. The guys from Glee will be hosting the upcoming Teen Choice Awards on Fox August the 9th. Performers on that show, Katy Perry.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Musical performances by Miley Cyrus, Miranda Cosgrove, Jason Derulo, and Britney Spears apparently is dusting off her musical career to come onto the Teen Choice Awards.
She gonna
Grandma
perform?
Britney on the Teen Choice.
That's what it says. Hmm. Musical performances.
How about that?
Hope she wears a hat. That's all I ask. Cover up the zombie scalp.
Did you get the angry, angry email from Lightning yesterday?
No.
Oh, very upset. Very.
Exactly. What happened?
That's what happens when they're putting in weave or whatever, and she just took a break. She stepped out of the beauty salon for a second for a smoke or something.
What would they put a weave on? There was no
hair
there.
I don't know. All I know is he was really upset. These guys know that that's the case, right? They're just being funny? I was like, how do you get that upset over this?
We're not up on the weave expertise.
And if so, who cares? I don't know. He was very, very angry, though.
Look.
Very angry.
For all the money he spent on a failed hair salon, at least he got the information out. At least he got that knowledge out of it. He got something out of it.
Excuse me, everybody, listen up. We are a little bit concerned about Lightning.
That's an expensive lesson to learn right there. The hits just keep on coming. Today's celebrity birthday is Geddy Lee of the legendary rock and roll group Rush. 57 years old today. Of all the Canadian rock bands, they may be my favorite.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's not Nickelback.
No, it's not Nickelback. Hmm.
I hope he fails.
I can name a lot of Canadian rock bands.
That's not the same Rush.
Guess Who, right? Guess Who was one, right?
Sum 41.
Don't know.
Yeah, Sum 41. Bare Naked Ladies. That's it. There's only been five.
Crash Test Dummies.
Oh. Wow. They're good.
That's not a rich history in music.
Will Wheaton is 38 years old today. Stephen Dorff is 37.
Anvil. There is Anvil.
Another band.
Anvil. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
I was trying to think. Stephen Dorff, did he play someone called Anvil in the movie?
No, Mike's just not done with the last conversation.
I had moved on.
Yeah, I know.
Josh Radnor.
Anvil.
How I Met Your Mother is 36. Danger Mouse of Gnarls Barkley turns 33. Allison Mack, who plays Chloe on Smallville, is 28. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
I got a Jersey Shore, bitch!
I feel like this job is beneath me. I'm a bartender. I do, like, you know, great things.
I would send her a picture of Mike and a pack of bubblegum and say, chew on this.
Party's in Pulley These Pants tonight.
I'm at the gym for like an hour and a half. You know, I'm working on my fitness.
My ideal man would be Italian, dark, muscles, juice head, Guido.
We're going to have sex. So, you know, that's a situation.
My only rule, never fall in love at the Jersey Shore.
If you're not a Guido, then you can get the out of my face.
This should be strictly business. Jacuzzi, bedroom, take care of business, and then I got to go to bed.
I'm going to knock a bitch up.
She just doesn't want to feel like a trash bag because she has a boyfriend and she kissed me with the tongue.
Yo, bitch, keep talking. I'll rock you.
This situation is going to be indescribable. You can't even describe the situation that you're about to get into the situation.
Wear a thong bikini. That's a little bit more classier.
GTL, baby. Gym tan laundry.
You were excluded from the surf and turf night. You were excluded from ravioli night. You were excluded from chicken cutlet night.
Well, it's unavoidable. It's back for season 2 tonight on MTV, talking about Jersey Shore. Let's welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, Snooki, JWoww, Vinny, Pauly D.
All right, before we move on, neither of you had been excluded from chicken cutlet night, right?
No, thank God. No. We're still safe.
All right, because I'm saying that's a make or break a deal with our interviews.
Congratulations on season 2. I know there was a lot of speculation when the first season came on and got so popular. People said, are they going to bring back the same people, or are they going to hire some new Guidos and Guidettes? What are they going to do? Was there a time when you thought maybe the ride was over and you might not come back?
Well, to be honest with you, I knew we were going to come back no matter what, because if they got new people, it just wouldn't be the same. People didn't
didn't fall in love with the show. They fell in love with us as, you know, characters. So I think if they got new Guidos, Guidettes, it would just be fake.
Now, a lot of people were surprised when the word came out that you all were moving locations from Jersey down to Miami. Tell us about being down there. What was that like?
Me and Paulie, personally, Miami was amazing. We liked the element. We liked the beaches, the women, and, you know, that exotic lifestyle and this crazy party town. So mixing the cast with that crazy atmosphere was a good time.
Girls, what did you think of Miami?
Miami was a great time. I don't think we wanted to wait. You know, it was cold. We can't film in Jersey. So they're like, you know, screw it. Let's party. And let's take it to Miami.
It has to be very different, though, in that at the Jersey Shore, you don't stand out as much. There are a lot of other people like you. In Miami, you're not exactly like everyone else.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, but I like to stand out. So I went to Miami. I stood out like a sore thumb. All the girls want to see what's up with this new guy and see what he's all about. So
believe it or not, we all kind of stand out everywhere. You know, even in Jersey.
Even in Jersey?
Yeah.
And, right. Just this particular group of people.
Do you get the impression that when they put you guys together, it was because they were looking for conflict? Because the impression I get is you guys seem to be pretty good friends, and usually on these reality shows, they want people to hate each other.
Well, I mean, like, usually on the reality shows, it might be a little different. You know, they have, like, these certain personalities that they have to fill, you know what I mean?
Right.
But we all personally come from the same, like, tri-state area, so even if we have different personalities, we still share a common bond of, like, partying and going to the shore and, you know, being Italian, some of us being Italian and stuff like that, so maybe that's why we're friends.
Snooki, how's your Spanish? You have a chance to use any of that down there?
Hola.
So excellent.
So you fit right in. They thought you were a native. Now, tell
exactly.
me. Look, I know MTV is brilliant at what they do, and they can edit anything and make it look exciting. But the trailers for season two, it looks like a bunch of girl fighting. Is that really happening?
There was a lot of drama in the house. And I think it's just because this season, we knew what we were getting ourselves into. We know our roommates, you know, 100% now. And if, you know, we get pissed off at each other, people are going to know about it. And, you know, we have to stick up for what we believe in. And there was a lot of stuff that went down the season that me and Jenny particularly didn't agree with. And we stood up for what we believed.
And by standing up for,
gonna see it.
By standing up for what you believe, you mean you throw blows. You throw punches.
And you pull hair.
No. There was arguments first. And then that's what led to fighting. Obviously,
okay.
We're not going in trying to fight with people. But, you know, we're going to stick up for each other. Yeah.
What's the major thing that causes conflict in the house? Is it people are being dishonest with each other? Or people are hooking up and they're not supposed to? Or what?
Dishonesty, you know, not being real. At the end of the day, we know each other so well, we know when you're acting fake, and we'll call you out on it.
And then call out quickly turns into a fight, which I love. Don't get me wrong, I'm all for it. I want more fights. Yes, Psycho Mike, you have a question?
I was just curious. Snooki's been very open about how she wants only a Italian buff tan juice head, Guido, and that's all she'll accept.
Right.
I was wondering if spending time in Miami maybe opened up her mind to, say, like a buff tan Cuban or other types of men.
I would have loved to seen a buff tan Cuban, but I saw no buff guys. I actually chilled with, you know, a couple guys that weren't particularly what I liked, you know, but I tried it out, and it just didn't work, and it felt like a nightmare that I couldn't get out of.
Wow. Vinny, do you feel the pressure to get buff when you hang out with guys like Paulie in the situation?
No, I mean, I've been hanging out. I come from Staten Island, a lot of big kids out there, and, you know, I'm around people like that my whole life. I choose just to have, like, an athletic build, you know, just stay toned and lean or whatever. And, you know, I let the big guys do their thing in the gym. But I got a little something.
So you're just...
Don't sleep on me.
So you're saying you're just TL and everybody else is GTL.
No. I'm big into the G.
Okay. All right. I'm just trying to clarify.
When we had the situation on last year, he said something that was remarkable to us. Because, let's face it, not everybody loves your show. Not everybody loves your type of personality. But he told us that everywhere he went all the time, he got nothing but love. And that really shocked me. Are you co-signing on that, or do you have a little more mixed experience when you go out into public, guys?
I genuinely get a good response going on in public, but I mean, you're always going to get haters. I mean, there's tons of haters, comments on the internet and Facebook and all this stuff. That's how you really know you're doing it. Like, if you got haters, you know that you're doing the right thing because they're worried about you.
The part that was unbelievable was we asked him, have you heard what was something that anyone said to you that was negative? And he said, I haven't gotten any negative response. And the reason that was shocking is because it was a complete complete falsehood. It was a lie.
Yeah. I mean, right? That's something on the internet and whatever.
Yeah, there's always kids talking trash about this, that, the other thing, but they're worried, like, that girl maybe likes me or something, so they're mad. So maybe I wear too much hair gel or I'm too tan, whatever. Like, that's a compliment to me.
We watch the show, so don't take this too insultingly, but a lot of the haters are right. You know what I mean? Like,
what are you referring to?
Well, I'm just saying, a lot of times when you get hate, it's because you deserve it. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know what you're referring to, but yeah, I guess.
A lot. I'm just saying.
Say whatever you want. We don't really.
In general.
You know what I mean? We love the hate. We
I'm having a good time. I'm actually at a good point in my life. They can hate all you want.
Yeah.
Follow
all right.
them. I hate me too.
You're right. Whatever.
Now, the other thing that the situation said was the crazy fame that came with that show. He was saying that when he goes to a mall, it's. I believe the words he used were mall closing time.
Yes.
Has it been that way for you guys too? Because it seems like everywhere you go, you're the biggest celebrities in America.
Yeah, it is tough to go to. Like, I can't go to the mall alone. I can't. Like, the airports are tough now. You got to get walk through it. Yeah, it's tough.
You guys think this season will be as big as the last, and you'll be back for number 3?
Yeah, I think it will be bigger just because of what happened. I was there. I know what happened. So.
Yeah, we know.
What happened? Hey, Jenny, I don't have a question for you, but I have a request. I would like you to continue to keep adjusting your breasts as much as possible. You seem to do that a lot, and I'm just saying maybe a little more.
Yeah, right now.
Right now.
Oh,
as well.
There you
fine.
Go.
That's
wow.
Good.
This turned into phone sex.
I'm
all right.
That. All right.
MTV Tonight, Jersey Shore, Season 2 premiere. Watch at your own risk. Thanks a lot for joining us, guys.
Thanks.
Our weekly visit with Dr. Drew coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show minutes away. First, though, Kevin, I know you're not a big baseball fan, but even you have fallen under the charms of Manny Ramirez of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Even you have enjoyed Manny's time in the city, right?
Well, I mean, it's rare to find an athlete that where the pressure is no different on him in a Game 7 of a World Series than it is in an inning 2 at the first game of the season.
That's a good point.
How does any athlete block it out like that?
Right.
Yeah, he does. He is living in his own planet, I think, sometimes. Well, Dodger fans are getting nervous because Manny has been hurt on and off all season long. There's no telling when he's going to come back. And now there are rumors starting to swirl around that the Dodgers may actually trade him this week ahead of the trade deadline.
So he just get injured and just come back?
He came back for
a day.
And then he went back on the injured reserve. He has hamstring problems, calf trouble, all sorts of trouble. But we're lucky enough to have a good relationship with Mr. Ramirez, and he joins us now on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, Manny, welcome back to the show. How are you, my friend?
All right. I'm Manny Ramirez. I'm for the Los Angeles Dodgers. I love L.A. Hooray! I have a horn.
You do have a horn. So what can you tell us? What's the latest? I know you are still on the disabled list. It's a calf strain. Tell me about that.
That's right. I'm Mr. Furley.
What?
I'm in Virginia.
You're in Virginia right now? You're
hooray.
In the state?
Yeah, I love Canada.
Right. What?
Okay.
What's wrong with your leg?
Hey, pretty lady.
Yes?
Is that your picture on the dollar bill?
No.
Manny, you have a horn. So this is the third time this season you've been on the injured list.
That's right.
What's the deal here? What?
The deal is only you could prevent a forest fire.
Okay, but what does that have to do with you being hurt and not being able to play baseball, Manny?
I don't know.
Manny, at 38 years old and being on the disabled list most of the season, you have to be thinking, wow, is this the end of the road? Will I ever play baseball again?
That's right. Sometimes I think about what Manny Ramirez is going to do when he don't hit home run no more.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm moving west for the gold rush.
The gold rush was 150 years ago, Manny.
That's right. Eat your vegetables.
What?
Okay.
I have a horn.
You do.
You do have a horn. So you're not even traveling with the team or anything? They're just waiting to hear from you one day that you feel better and you might play?
That's correct, because I need to wear my seatbelt. It's a very safe thing to do.
Right.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me?
Okay.
Manny, it seems like players who get hurt that are out this long, there was some major injury that happened. For you, it just sort of...
If I have a booger, I'm sitting out. If a booger too big, Manny Ramirez, sometime when he blows his nose, it irritates his nose. And I don't like it very much.
But I think what Kevin is asking is, it just kind of crept up on us. It's not like we can point to, oh, that's the game where Manny got hurt. So do you know what happened?
Yes.
What?
I have a pet abalone named Samantha.
I don't feel like we're getting the answers that we're looking for here.
Ha!
Do you want to be traded? Is that what this is about?
I just want to be loved.
Okay, well, you are already loved.
I don't want a pickle. I just want to ride my motorcycle. I have a horn.
You do have a horn. That's over. 106.7. K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's 20 minutes till 9 o'clock.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Thursday. Who wants to talk to the most handsome man in the world, Dr. Drew Pinsky, who joins us on the show every single Thursday? Hey, Doc, how are you, man?
Gentlemen, good morning.
Did you know that Bean considers you the most handsome man in the world?
I know. What was that all about?
I don't know.
He told me the most interesting man in the world. I know about the most handsome.
Oh, no,
It's not just me. Everybody agrees Dr. Drew is the most handsome man in the world. Hey, listen, we got a lot of stuff we need to run by you, Doc, and I know that, as usual, you have confidentiality agreements and are not going to be able to comment on any of it. But every week there's so many new stories that involve you. Eric Roberts, in or out of the new season of Celebrity Rehab that you are currently taping?
In or out?
Yes.
In or out? Is that for real?
You know, this season has been so intense, I really literally have no idea what's going on in the outside world. So there's a rumor about him out there?
It seems to be reported as if it is true that he has joined the cast of Celebrity Rehab, and you are currently treating him.
Hold on a second. I'm looking at the cast right now. I'm sitting with producers. What can I say about Eric Roberts? Is he here or not here?
You don't know.
Hang on. I don't know what I can say.
Oh, I see.
I'm actually asking producers.
Eric Roberts, for folks who don't know the name, by the way, is not only Julia Roberts' brother, but he is the star of Sharktopus on the Sci-Fi Channel debuting.
Seriously?
Yes.
Yep. Oh, my God.
He's in Sharktopus. That's what he's probably going to rehab for when he realized he made that movie.
I knew he'd been traumatized, but this explains so much.
He didn't tell you about that in group?
No, I just, you can't try to hook me like that.
Oh, I tried to trap him.
Yeah. You did.
Let's talk about Rachel Uchitel.
What about Rachel?
Yeah.
What about her?
Left. She left.
No.
She left for a day and came back.
That's all I can tell you. She's here.
But she left. Can you not say she left?
I cannot say anything. You guys are in trouble.
Okay, but...
Mike, punch him.
Hey, let me just ask this. Let me ask it this way. Is she here again?
What difference does it make? She's here.
I'm just saying it makes a difference if she left.
No. She's here. Listen, people, you know what happens in treatment. People leave and go and have problems and things and all kinds of things.
And that happened to her. That's okay.
Okay. All right.
Dr. Drew, let me ask you this, and I know that perhaps you can't speak specifically of what happened with Rachel Uchitel with her leaving treatment and coming back. But when we've talked about rehab in the past, and Kevin gave a great example of his own personal experience from years ago, usually they don't want to treat you unless you very, very much want to be there.
Yeah, that is why I nearly lose my mind doing this program when we do it, which is that I am used to patients that are motivated differently. In other words, I'm used to patients that are motivated because they believe they're going to die, lose their freedom, go to jail, or lose their children, say women. And so there's a different level of motivation. Here, I have people that are contemplative or unmotivated who really want to get paid and get on TV. That's really why they're here.
Right.
And yet, in spite of that, by dragging them through an intensive program, this is the fourth time we're doing this. Every single cast, every single season has this amazing experience and transformation. Now, it each time takes about 10 years off my life.
Right.
So it's my skin that gets cold, that is the price for this. But the fact is, we have really shown that given spurious motivation, meaning the motivation is to make money and be on TV, you can still change people with treatment. And everyone, you know, we have alumni come back and testify to this, that they've all been changed by the experience. And some of them are, if not deeply involved in their sobriety, at least in and out of it and contemplating it.
Having said all that, Dr. Drew, are you of two minds, though, when let's not mention Rachel Uchitel, let's say any of your patients decides they want to leave, they don't want to do it anymore. As a doctor, you kind of go, well, I don't think I can help that person if they don't really want to be here. But then on the other side of it, you're also on television and making TV, and you kind of feel like, hey, it's my responsibility to try to make this as good as possible and get as good a ratings as possible. So now I got to chase that person down.
That's not the split. That's not interesting. That's not what goes on in my head at all.
No, but she's hot. That's why you chase her.
No, no. What goes on in my head is, first, my usual reaction is Godspeed. Enjoy.
Right.
Leave. If you want to leave, that's fine.
Yeah.
But then I think, God, this environment is so unnatural. We really don't know the consequence of somebody being ruptured from their peers in this kind of an intense experience. It's not the usual deal. I get fearful that the experience will have been harmful to them if they don't make it all the way through. So I fight a lot harder to keep them in and get them through, because all I know is if they make it to the end, they do very well.
And you have people in celebrity rehab and your non-televised and non-celebrity rehab who, when they speak with you in these group meetings and one-on-ones, are literally talking about things that have traumatized them their whole lives that they've never spoken out loud about, right?
Yeah, and it's out in front of a camera, and they find it very empowering and very inspiring because they can be of help to other people.
When you have somebody like Rachel Alcatel in, do you somehow just sneak in questions about Tiger?
No.
It's traumatic.
Who? What are you talking about?
Hey, it's traumatic.
I'm confused. What are you talking about?
It's traumatic. It might be playing into her.
That's a legitimate question.
It is.
I mean, honestly, that could be something that could be really screwing with her and turning her, you know, making her use because of the stress and the pressure of all that media coverage because of the Tiger Woods thing.
I will tell you that this poor woman, and I'm saying this exactly the way I feel. Poor. I mean, Rachel. I get attached to all these patients in treatment. The brutality this woman has suffered at the hands of the press is unconscionable, and I will speak out about that someday.
Not today. Will you speak today about the fact that Psycho Mike is getting no sleep? You want to talk about that?
I'm worried about that. I just told producer Alex that she's got to make him sleep at the theater tonight when he's there. The guy's not going to sleep for 48 hours.
Here's Psycho Mike's deal is that he will work all day, every day, if asked. And he's got, like, Ryan Seacrest's schedule now. And he does Loveline at night, and then he comes in and does our show.
Listen, and he films TV all day.
And then he films TV all day.
This is the guy after a full night of sleep on his way to North Hollywood drives to Santa Barbara.
Yeah,
he does make poor choices. There's no question
that's not
it's
a
on
choice.
Him.
That's a flashback, acid flashback. God only knows what's going to happen with the sleep deprivation.
But what works, see, we're taking the opposite tack where we say don't show up tonight. Remember when we made him take vacation and you said he was crying every morning?
Yes.
Say you have to take some time off. He doesn't get it.
Mike, do not. If he shows up, you got to lock him in one of those theaters, those big, huge chairs. So they have like giant lounges at that theater.
I told him we would kick him out.
Good. The guy could go psycho tonight. Literally, it could be really psycho Mike tonight on the radio. He'd kill somebody.
I know.
Exactly. All right, Dr. Drew, we'll let you get back to what you're doing. Don't miss Loveline 5 nights a week all across this great land of ours, and we can't wait for the new season of Celebrity Rehab. Always great to catch up with you, Doc. Thank you.
Take care.
While you are listening to and presumably enjoying Ralph with the Showbiz Beat on the Kevin and Bean Show now, pick up the phone and give us a call if you want to join us tonight in Pasadena, California. We're going to be at Gold Class Cinema, Dinner for Schmucks. Now, Ralph, we're actually looking for schmucks to populate the theater with for tonight. You get it?
Right. You were a schmuck to your significant other, to your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your husband. You were a schmuck to them, and now you're going to give them dinner and a movie to make up for
you. You screwed up somehow. You're in the doghouse, so this might be a first step toward them forgiving you.
Yes. Now, you got to be able to make it tonight. The event is tonight. If you want to join us for Dinner
tonight.
For Schmucks, hilarious, hilarious movie with Steve Carell and Paul Rudd, definitely give us a call right now, 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls coming up next.
Less serious things. We don't need knife stabbings and stuff.
No.
Like people call up like, I killed her brother. No, look. No,
I forgot our anniversary.
You're not going to get over that with a movie.
Yeah, exactly. Just easy stuff.
Easy stuff.
It depends how much of a Paul Rudd fan she is, though. It might be enough to get you back in good graces, but I guess we'll see.
All right.
Your calls coming up next here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, Ralph, what's going on in Hollywood?
Speaking of the cast of Dinner for Schmucks, do yourself a favor. Go to funnyordie.com and check out the latest episode of Between Two Ferns.
Oh,
Zach
the best Galifianakis's, show ever.
Talk show.
He's so funny.
He brings on his friends, and then he pretends to be a horrible cable access interviewer, and they respond in kind. It's my favorite episode. Charlize Theron's episode was brilliant. I mean, it gets funnier and funnier
every
time I watch it. This one is Steve Carell.
Oh, it is.
As a special guest.
Awesome.
And it's brutally funny. And Steve curses a lot in it. You don't get to see that
Excellent.
Very often. So it's
we have Steve
hey,
Carell
everybody! Here comes the choo-choo!
We have Steve Carell on tomorrow morning show as well.
Excellent.
It's a Carellapalooza.
It is.
All right, let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Lindsay Lohan! Things aren't getting any better for Lindsay. Although she'll be out soon, that's what I hear.
What?
We're on the countdown already.
I thought it was...
What's this, day 9 or something?
I think this Tuesday would be day 15. So, yeah, they said she was going to do about 2 weeks. So, yeah. Any day now.
So they're expecting her to walk out any day. However, she's upset because they are telling her she has to go straight to rehab from the clink.
Well, yeah, that's what the judge said, right?
No, sir. She wants to go home and spend some quality time with her family, she said.
Oh.
And by family, she means drugs.
Family, she
My
means
God.
Cocaine?
Yes. The cocaine family. No word on whether the court will go for that or not. I'm guessing no.
No, of course they won't.
Well, her loving father is waiting for her with open arms. Apparently, Michael has written a song for Lindsay. as a way to communicate with her since she won't talk to him.
Does she hates him.
And yes. Rightfully so. Does he write songs? I mean, is this a one-off?
Not judging from this. He doesn't.
You
no.
have it?
We have a little song. It's from TMZ.com. They've got it posted there as well. We downloaded a little taste of it for you. It is, he's not singing it. He found a friend of his to sing it
okay.
for him. But it is wow, sappy, sentimental crap is what this is.
And, he wrote this to her.
And I don't buy a second of it. But here's some of the lyrics from Michael Lohan's song for his daughter, Lindsay.
Woke up this morning, heard the words to your song.
Give him a chance.
Never meant right. to hurt you.
Never meant to hurt you.
But know where I went wrong.
He knows where he went wrong.
Raise you to understand all the good in life.
Raised you to understand all the good in life.
Somehow I lost my way. Should have taken my advice. I love you so much.
Yeah.
Just one chance to make it up, because a father's love will never die.
Father's love will never die.
Wow. Wow.
We'll see things through no matter what the reasons why.
Yeah.
I see you look away. You hear the stories and the lies.
It's all lies, man.
No. If you need me, dear, my love no. for you is alive.
His love for her is alive.
Sounds like he wants to go to bed with her. To me.
At least now I know what song I'll be dancing to when Olivia gets married.
I've already got it locked in.
Oh. That was ugly.
Yeah. Wow, what a dumbass.
I beat up my girlfriend and I sold your story to the press. But I still dream of looking under your dress. No, ooh. That's not true.
Yeah!
That's verse two?
That's verse two. Yeah. Speaking of music... Russell Crowe. Not Russell Crowe. Russell Brand.
Oh, very different.
Very different people.
He's a lucky, lucky man. He's marrying Katy Perry. And yes. She said she is crushed by the fact that she used to dream about kissing Megan Fox when she sang I Kissed a Girl.
Right.
But she says that's all changed now since Megan got fired to Brian Austin Green.
Married? She didn't get fired
you
to him.
Did I
say fired?
Did she get fired to Brian Austin
she
Green?
She got fired.
Is that how it works?
She got fired.
That is...
She got fired from my penis patrol when she married Brian Austin Green. Yeah, she said now she's switched her real-life fantasies about kissing a girl to Natalie Portman.
Right.
Oh, all right. Not bad.
Natalie Portman's going to be F you. I'm the runner-up.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I'm plan B. Go screw yourself. I would not take that lightly. Oh, Kourtney Kardashian.
What's going on?
What's wrong?
A lot.
She's still trying to make things work with her boyfriend Scott Disick. Apparently, Kourtney's
ever worst guy ever.
Worst guy ever.
Ever.
Bottom top
ever.
To bottom ever.
Spencer Pratt is like Nelson Mandela.
He's got no redeeming qualities.
He is just a zero.
Spencer at least has a gift for self publicity. You can't deny that about the man. He's got one thing he can do well. This guy got nothing, and he wears his sweaters tied around his neck.
That happens.
That does happen.
Oh man, I want to hit him in the face with a cocktail shaker. Anyway, she thinks the problem is living in Miami. That's the problem
yes,
between her and Scott.
That's it.
So
right.
They're going to be moving to New York City.
Good. That'll help.
Apparently that's going to straighten things right out.
He's going to be full of personality when they go there.
However, some friends say not such a good idea because he is from New York and a lot of his old friends are there, and he used to hang with a gang that called themselves the Scummers. And they would party, drink, and do drugs, and film one another having sex with unsuspecting women.
They were hanging out with Mike.
That's they right. Were. They were hanging out with Mike.
You were a scummer.
Ralph, you were a scummer, weren't you, Mike?
How do you have sex with an unsuspecting woman?
No, I think the video part was unsuspecting.
Oh, I see.
They were filming one another having sex with unsuspecting women that they didn't suspect they were being videotaped.
Gotcha.
Dr. Syntax. Sorry if I didn't diagram that sentence for you. But
I was curious because I wanted to get in on some of that.
Every woman you've ever had sex with was unsuspecting, Dean. Trust me.
It's a bad surprise for them, I'll tell you that.
It sure is. Today's celebrity birthdays. Allison Mack, who plays Chloe on Smallville, 28 years old today. I think she's adorable. Although she's no Lois Lane. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Erica Durance. Wow. Wow. You remember when we had her in? Lois Lane from Smallville?
Barely.
Well, then you are gay. Because she is stunning and charming and funny and lovable and loves to be naked. She told she walks around the house naked all the time.
Who's my girl that I love so much from Smallville?
Kristen Crook?
Oh, I love her so much.
She's no longer on the show anymore. She was Lana Lang on the show, but she's gone.
She was amazing, too.
Yeah, she was very
good. She went on to be Chun-Li.
That's right, yeah. Danger Mouse of Gnarls Barkley is 33 years old today. Stephen Dorff is 37. Josh Radnor from How I Met Your Mother is 36. Will Wheaton is 38. What's he saying on his tweet? Being anything? Got anything from Will?
I don't follow Mr. Wheaton.
What?
Sir.
Liar.
And Geddy Lee of the legendary Canadian rock band Rush celebrates his 57th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
Dinner for Schmucks. Hilarious. Hilarious, I'm telling you. Haven't even seen it yet, but I will tonight with you. And you're on the phone at 1-800-520-1067 to tell us why you're a schmuck, why you're in the doghouse, why you need to join us. Hit it, Steve.
If you ever wanted to go to dinner with Kevin and Bean, here's your chance, loser.
It's Kevin and Bean's Dinner for Schmucks party this Thursday night.
Does the cheese come out of the cow with the holes?
I don't know that I would sell it as a chance to have dinner with us, as that's not much of a prize.
Right, but while you're watching Dinner for Schmucks before it opens tomorrow in theaters everywhere, I mean, that's a bonus right there.
Right.
All I know is chicken piccata sandwich has my name on it. We're going to be at the Gold Class Cinema in Pasadena. Let's see who's going to be joining us. We have the last few tickets to ask you to join us tonight. Why don't we start with, let's start with Alex, for instance, on line three. He or she is in the doghouse and is going to find out how we can help.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
Hi, what happened?
Okay, so... to start with, my boyfriend has a better phone than I do. He has a BlackBerry.
Yeah.
I don't have a phone that gets online, you know. So he has this awesome application that's like The Sims.
Right.
And I've gotten kind of addicted to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to play it in the bathtub.
In the bathtub.
Okay, I see trouble.
Yeah, I was home, and I didn't have work, and I thought, I'm going to take a long bath. And I was like, but I really want to play The Sims. So I decided to combine them.
So you took the phone in the bath, and how did that go?
You know, not so well. It turns out phones don't like water.
So you dropped it.
Oh,
and
I had it on the ledge, and then it was in the water, and I kind of freaked out, and I was trying to dry it off, and it was not good.
Yeah. Was it ruined?
Yeah.
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 So.
And he got a replacement because he had insurance. But he lost all of his contacts.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, you're in the doghouse, all right.
When did this happen? Is it a fresh wound?
This was 2 weeks ago.
Okay, good. So he's had a little time to get over it.
A little bit of time.
I mean, I don't want to be watching Steve Carell on screen and then all of a sudden hear somebody go, "How come you were using my phone in the bathtub?"
All right. Make it up to him by bringing him tonight and also stocking his new phone with pictures of you in the bathtub. I think that'll go a long way toward easing the pain, okay?
All right, but never in the bathtub
right.
again.
Right,
I've
right,
never
exactly.
a book that way.
All right. Yeah. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Let's try Sean, line five. He also has a phone disaster at 1-800-520-1067. Hi, Sean. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What happened?
Hey, guys. My girlfriend of 4 years that I have a baby with found a phone that she didn't know about.
You have a private secret phone?
You have a separate phone that she didn't know about.
I did, until she found it.
Yeah.
That is a level of deviousness
that
I'm impressed with.
Yeah. Now, how did she find it, and then what did she find on it?
Well, apparently she was cleaning inside a box underneath the bed in the back corner where it was charging. Go figure.
Right. It's on her. So what did she find?
What was on the phone?
Oh, God, it was horrible. Pictures of girls coming in, pictures of me going out to them.
Dude. So was this was evidence? This was pictures of video from you cheating on her in this relationship, or was this previously?
No, I would never cheat. Denial.
You liar.
Oh, you are not dude. Coming to our party.
This dude. This dude cataloged his cheating on this phone.
Yeah, and he got but. Well, look, you're not coming tonight anyway because you guys are clearly broken up, right?
Well, no. I mean, this happened a year ago, but I'm still on parole, so.
Wow. How long are you on parole?
Probably for the rest of my life. She'll wake up at 2 in the morning and be like, "I hate you." Okay.
Mm. I can't believe she took you back after that.
They have a baby.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. I regret it.
I think Sean and his girlfriend or wife or whoever is going to ruin our party.
Not if it's been a year,
He's got tons of naked pictures on his phone. Why?
Do you still?
No. God, no.
Right, look,
so and the worst part, guys, you know, we just bought her about a month prior to me getting caught with that. We just bought her some aftermarket parts and have, like, limited visitation rights to those now, too. So.
Oh, nice.
I understand.
Yeah. Mm.
Are you sorry? Have you turned your life around? Will you do a better job of hiding your cheating next time?
I don't even mess around, guys. Not worth it.
Just don't be so dumb when you leave the phone around.
All right,
hold on.
That's your answer?
Yeah. That's my answer.
All right. We only have time for one more on the air.
Daniel.
Oh, let's make it Daniel.
It has to be Daniel. That's all I care about. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, guys. Long time fan. So, pretty much a week ago, I was at home, pleasuring myself.
Yep.
Yeah. And my sister called, and my girlfriend called me about halfway, and she thought I was going to come over. So, I'm okay, sure, cool. So, I hang up. I finish up. I have this folder of images I like to use when I do it. So, anyway, I finish up. I close the windows. She gets to my place, and she wants to check her email. I'm like, yeah, sure, go ahead. She goes on my computer, checks her email. She sees that one of the folders is still minimized. She opens it up, and she sees, well, a file folder full of pictures of naked, nasty stuff. Anyway, she's
what?
Already stopped.
What? Pictures of what?
Naked,
nasty stuff.
Okay.
Just pretty much, you know, all the things that kind of get me going.
Right.
So she's already pretty shocked at what she's seeing. She scrolls down, and she sees some pictures that are familiar. It's about three or four pictures of her younger sister in a bikini.
Oh, no.
Yay!
You have pictures of your girlfriend's younger sister.
Well, younger, she's still in like her mid-20s, but she's still a younger sister. But it doesn't make a difference.
Is she hotter?
No. But she's got a nice pair of... Anyway.
she's hot enough when he needs them. That's what he's saying. So, basically, the short version of your incredibly long story is that your girlfriend basically found you masturbating to her sister's photographs.
Yeah. I mean, she saw the pictures. She figured what they were for, and she saw those pictures. And
good times. Right. Good times.
Yeah.
So,
I tried to explain to her that they were just old pictures I've had a long time ago, and they just...
Did that help?
So, you lied.
Did that help?
It didn't help at all.
No. No. We got a lot of dumb people coming to this party. Tell you that
we
right
sure
now.
We sure do. Hey, we'll see you tonight, dude. Thanks for calling.
And now another late-breaking, shocking update on Lindsay Lohan in jail.
Lindsay is doing fine.
That was a late-breaking, shocking update on Lindsay Lohan in jail.
Oh, thank God. I was so nervous.
She's doing fine, everyone.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on the Kevin and Bean Show for a Thursday. What's going on, Ralph?
Speaking of Lindsay, her publicity-loving father, Michael, is still out there using her incarceration to his own purposes. He had an interview this week where he said he would love to have Lindsay do a sit-down chat with Robert Downey Jr. and Mark Wahlberg.
What?
These are two guys who have cleaned up their acts.
Oh, I see.
And he thinks she can learn a lot from them. Robert Downey Jr. and Mark Wahlberg said, hell to the no. We'd rather stick a kneading needle in our ear first.
So, they said that?
No, they didn't say that, but I can't imagine they would want to talk with her. Lindsay apparently is also upset because she wants to have, in her words, some R&R before going into rehab after she gets out of jail.
Because she's exhausted from laying down?
The court order is she has to go from jail right to rehab. She would like a little downtime first. She would like to spend some quality time with her family.
But I'm saying isn't now downtime.
In a way, yeah.
I suppose it would be.
By the way, rehab's downtime.
No, but she needs some quality time with her family, the family of narcotics.
Which family?
The family of narcotics.
So cocaine?
You know, what you name it. Would whatever be the you dad? Got. Good news for Lindsay, however, though, they have reduced the penalties between the disparate penalties between the use of crack and powdered cocaine. So now you get pretty much the same sentence for each.
Oh, now they do it.
Now they do. Sorry about that. Lindsay's dad, Michael, has written a song in her honor. Since she won't talk to him, he's reaching out with the power of music.
Nope.
This is a song that he wrote.
Nope.
Produced?
Nope.
But sadly, he's not singing. That's the only thing that would make it perfect if he was actually singing it.
I'm surprised he hasn't told everyone that he's singing it.
It is a sentimental ballad about raising a daughter, about life, and love lost. Here's a little sample of Michael's new song.
Woke up this morning, heard the words to your song. Never meant to hurt you. But know where I went wrong. Raise you to understand. all the good in life. Somehow I lost my way. Should have taken my advice.
Taking her own life.
That's what I find.
Maybe a better lyric.
I love you so much. Just one chance to make it up, because a father's love will never die.
That's right.
As long as it's on camera,
we'll never die.
We'll see things through no matter. Reasons why,
yeah. On camera,
I see you look away. Mm-hmm. The stories and the lies. But if you need me, dear, my love for you is alive.
That's right, he was alive.
Wow, that's
only
awful.
Meant to do you good.
It's terrible.
Even when you're inside Linwood.
It is horrible, but it is better than the last song that you did for Lindsay. You guys remember that one from the last time she was in jail?
I don't remember that.
I got a piece. That didn't even make any sense.
Batman?
What are you doing?
They wrote the Batman theme for her?
That didn't even make sense.
That wasn't even Gotor. I figured at least it'd be Gotor or something entertaining.
Or that this. Was. That was.
Big booty bitches, big booty bitches. I got big booty bitches.
How do you go with Batman?
Because it was. I'm the biggest Batman fan in the world. Even thought I thought that was
because
inappropriate.
Because it was the pug. It's the pug singing Batman. That's why.
Well, you can't tell it when it's got the theme behind it. It didn't sound like the pug.
It was the pug.
Pug you.
Still, I reject you totally.
I don't understand.
But wait.
You
can't even hear the pug.
Well, then I'm sorry.
It would have been fun if you just played the pug raw.
I'm giving you a zero for the day.
You do get a zero.
Sorry, you got a zero, man.
Swing and a miss. I know you guys aren't big Bachelor fans.
No.
But I am still obsessed with the off-now couple of Jake and Vienna. Jake was the last Bachelor who went to Dancing with the Stars, and they broke up publicly on television.
They're the ones
they
that fought for an hour?
They came back and did that interview, and she walked off and stuff. One of the things she was insistent upon was that he is a fame whore. That's why he went on Dancing with the Stars. That's why he ruined their relationship. Because she just wanted to go back to her small town roots and have a quiet life outside the spotlight.
Right.
So now that they've broken up, Vienna was doing a appearance at Tao in Las Vegas this weekend, a paid appearance at a nightclub in Las Vegas,
mm-hmm.
where they publicized her attending, and the people at Tao gave her a cake that said "Single and Fabulous," and everyone cheered.
Well, that's not the small town life
I'm
that she claimed to want.
She's got back to those small town roots, and she is living a quiet life out of the spotlight.
Instead of seeking fame and attention.
That's right. Good
for bitch, whore, gold digger.
Speaking of bitch, whores, and gold diggers, Amy Fisher. Remember that name?
Oh, yeah.
The Long Island Lolita?
Yep.
Sure.
She was involved with Greasy McSpark Plug.
Joey Buttafuoco, right?
That's right. And shot his wife in the face when their affair went wrong.
Right.
She's got a new career. She just signed a deal with Dream Zone Entertainment to produce and star in her own line of porn films.
Yay!
About time.
Amy's going to get this going with shooting 4 adult movies over the next day. No, I'm kidding. Over the summer, it says here, and then will be released later in the year. Because it takes a while, you know.
Is she hot? I don't remember.
Nope.
Okay.
But I guess they can slap that name on it, and that would move a couple DVDs. She is working with some top adult stars, though. She'll be working with Lisa Ann, one of my favorites, who played Sarah Palin in Nail and Palin.
Oh,
right.
That?
Yeah.
Dale DeBone, who is close to my heart because he plays Batman in the Not Batman XXX parody.
Don't do it, B.
Shiloh Stiles.
Wow.
And Evan Stone. So she's going with the top notch talent.
Better.
Wow.
That is an actual dog, by the way.
It
That's
is.
The fascinating part
I
about
need
that.
To own that dog, by the way.
All right, so keep that. Get rid of the dog with the music.
You can't, tell it. Can't even hear it. Doesn't
that sound was
like
the YouTube video was the dog singing along in the
horrible.
I'm giving you a zero for the day.
Not even close.
Got noted. 2 zeros today.
Make sure you tune in for Jersey Shore season 2 tonight premieres. Very exciting. Snooki does laundry.
She does.
Spoiler alert. But the reason I mention this is because they've got a site on the web now where you can plug in your name and they will give you your Jersey Shore name. It's a name generator, they call it.
Okay.
Just want to remind everyone that Lisa May is Hotspot.
Is or has?
When we're all living in our Jersey Shore house, we have to refer to her as Hotspot.
All right. Hotspot. I like it.
Yeah. Brian. Brian.
What's his name? What?
Bean.
You mean Bean?
Bean is B-Train. I was looking at B-Train, and I saw the R in there that threw me. B-Train. Mike is Hard Hat.
Yeah.
I am The Operation. And Kevin, of course, is the Sausage Party.
He's got the best name.
Come on.
He does have the best
name.
I
rule. I'm the Sausage Party. Brian has a bad name.
Miss Cleo apparently is the appointment, by the way. What's that about?
You have to make an appointment to...
I don't know.
Get God. Under her dress?
We're on the sausage hunt right now.
Got it. Got it right here.
Kevin's got
thank you, buddy.
Kevin's got a sausage party in his pants, and he wants you all to come.
What did you do?
The Sausage Party.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Geddy Lee of Rush is 57 years old today.
I am rigid.
I wonder if he can still hit those high notes. You know, he was always known for his falsetto voice, his falsetto singing voice. That tends to go on you as you get older. That's all I'm saying. Will Wheaton, actor from Stand By Me. Very popular feature film. Also was in Star Trek The Next Generation. He's 38 years old today. Josh Radnor of How I Met Your Mother is 36. Danger Mouse from Gnarls Barkley is 33. Allison Mack from Smallville plays Chloe on that popular TV show. She is 28 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Sausage Party and Brian the B-Train Show. And tomorrow morning we have an all-new program. Tomorrow is huge. It's Friday, so we have Adam Carolla.
Yeah!
Not always a guarantee.
We'll
but,
see.
But we think tomorrow will happen. We got the movie beat because it's Friday. LaQuisha will take a look at Jersey Shore.
Oh, God bless her.
We have the star of a movie, Dinner for Schmucks. We haven't mentioned that. But Steve Carell is in a movie. Did you guys know that?
What? I did not know that. I think
why hasn't that come up on
that.
Our show?
We're going to talk to Steve Carell tomorrow morning. We have Bucky Lassick talking about the X Games. We've got some tickets for the X Games and Internet Roundup. We've got a whole bunch of stuff tomorrow morning.
Sounds like a good show.
On an all-new Kevin and Bean show.
Don't go away. Cat Corbett's up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music. How about some Nirvana? You can't get that every day. Also, we got Muse on the way, the new one from Bad Religion, Smashing Pumpkins, Korn, and more straight ahead right after this on K-Rock.
We're on the sausage hunt right